applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft, commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A developing story at this hour. A student has been shot at a high school in Memphis. AP's Gray Jafrida has the latest.
A student at Mitchell High School in Memphis was shot in the cafeteria. The suspected shooter is also a student in the 12th grade, and he is in police custody.
The wounded student is believed to be in critical condition. This is the second shooting reported in a Memphis high school this month. In the other incident, a 16-year-old student was shot in the leg during an argument with another student. The presidential candidates are working for votes in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. ahead of tomorrow's primaries there. Republican John McCain is expressing optimism he will pick up support from conservatives.
We're doing very well with conservative voters. We continue to increase our share of the vote with, quote, conservative voters.
Today he picked up the endorsement of evangelical leader Gary Bauer. On the Today Show this morning, Mike Huckabee again vowed to continue his campaign because of the number of people who have not yet voted.
What do we do? Just tell them don't bother to show up? I think it disenfranchises their votes, and that's not a healthy thing for the country, certainly not for the Republican Party.
A shakeup in the Hillary Clinton campaign. She has replaced her campaign manager. She says the move reflects a need to add more people to her campaign staff. Longtime California Congressman Tom Lantos has died. AP's Jerry Bodlander has more.
Congressman Lantos revealed last month he was suffering from cancer of the esophagus and was not going to seek a 15th term. He took over as chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee when Democrats retook the House and was dedicated to human rights, the result of his experiences during the Holocaust.
As a teenager, Lantos twice escaped from a Nazi-run forced labor camp in Hungary. He became the only Holocaust survivor to win a seat in Congress. He was 80 years old. On Wall Street at this hour, a bit of a downturn. The Dow now down by 50 points. This is AP Radio News. 6 detainees at the prison at Guantanamo Bay are being charged with murder and war crimes in connection with the 9/11 attacks. The Pentagon announced today it will seek the death penalty. Two workers are still missing from that huge sugar refinery fire in Georgia. Firefighters used helicopters to dump Savannah River water onto smoldering hotspots that have stalled the search. Madison Square Garden in New York, the focus for dog lovers around the world this week, with judging already underway for the 132nd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. There are 169 breeds of dogs represented at the show, including otter hounds. This woman explains her attraction to the breed.
The long ears, the droopy eyes. He has that cuddly, did you want to go up and cuddle him, teddy bear look, and the doofus look, like, duh, what am I doing here?
The two-day show wraps up tomorrow night with the awarding of Best in Show. Do you remember the line, you're going to need a bigger boat, from the movie Jaws? Well, the man who delivered that line was Roy Scheider. He has died. He was 75 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Cantina Laredo is now serving gourmet Mexican food in Gilbert Santan Village. Savor a real lime margarita. Taste fresh guacamole. Visit the new Cantina Laredo in Gilbert tonight.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc., 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
This Valentine's Day, skip the Hallmark holiday gifts and give your Valentine a gift they won't forget. Treat them to a day of pampering at Essence Day Spa. From soothing foot massages and Swedish massages to calming hot stone therapy, Essence Day Spa will smooth out the tensions of everyday life. Organic body wraps and full body scrubs will leave your Valentine glowing inside and out. And Essence Day Spa is locally owned, so you can enjoy the services you'd expect from a resort at non-resort prices. In fact, make it a couple's day and save. Simply mention 1480 when you purchase a spa package and get 50% off any spa package of equal or lesser value. To view their complete line of spa services, visit EssenceDaySpa.net. That's EssenceDaySpa.net. Or to schedule an appointment or purchase a gift card, call 623-362-1110. This Valentine's, give the gift of rejuvenation at Essence Day Spa. Visit EssenceDaySpa.net or call 623-362-1110.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Oh, my God. Yeah, make it. Yeah, look at all the Republicans stand up. You filthy scum. Look at them. Look at them stand up. Oh, you vermin. Oh, you floaters. Bah.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, back home here in Portland, Oregon, broadcasting from the banks of the Willamette River, which we are, as the glaciers are melting on Mount Hood, we are hoping will not flood this year. Because I live in the river. Me. And I'm back home for the first 3 days of the week, or first 4 days of the week. On Thursday, I'm flying to Reno, where Friday, on February 15th, I'll be doing a book signing at Borders in Reno. And on the 16th, on Saturday in Los Angeles, I'll be keynoting the Mensa conference there, which should be intimidating to me. Anyway, speaking of really smart people, Larissa Alexandrovna is with us. Larissa is, in my opinion, one of the finest investigative reporters in the United States. She works for Raw Story, rawstory.com, and has been following this case of Don Siegelman, the governor from Alabama, like a pit bull here. You've been doing a marvelous job. Larissa, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Larissa, set this up for us. I know we've talked about this before, but there may be people tuning in who are unfamiliar with who and what we're talking about here.
You mean in general the Don Siegelman case? Well,
yeah, and the fact that really, in my opinion, this is the best example that we need to be looking at, not the attorneys who got fired, the U.S. prosecutors who got fired, but the ones who didn't get fired. That's where the real scandal is.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Basically, Don Siegelman was the incumbent Democratic governor from Alabama, and in 2002 he was running against Bob Riley, the Republican candidate, who ended up winning, if you can call it that, in a switcheroo kind of thing that happened in the middle of the night. And when he made some noise about this, that he wanted a recount, the ballots were sealed, and ultimately he's been indicted on the most bizarre charges that don't stand up to scrutiny. He can't appeal because the judge on the case, a Bush appointee, hasn't released the transcripts of the trial. And there are a myriad of other connections to the White House and this particular trial that really requires some intervention by Congress, if they're so inclined. So there's a handful of us who've been in our own pockets, sort of on different leads, working this story. One of the group of reporters is from CBS 60 Minutes, and they have been working on this on one angle of this story for about 7 months now. And I think that pretty much catches us up to what you and I were going to talk about today. Tom?
Hartman, we appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. Hey, this is Tom Hartman. We appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. Hey, this is Tom Hartman. We appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. This is Tom Hartman. We appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. Hey, this is Tom Hartman. We appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. Hey, this is Tom Hartman. We appear to be having a bit of a technical problem right now. I'll be back live with you in just a few minutes, but for the moment, just hang on and enjoy this music. And we are back. Well, Mercury's retrograde, you know, they say. What can you say? We lost our ISDN connection to New York and our backup connection, our Comrex connection apparently wasn't connected or else croaked at the same time. I don't know, strange stuff. Anyhow, we're trying to get Larissa back on the line. Ralph Nader, by the way, is going to be with us in a few minutes on the phone. But the bottom line here with the Don Siegelman story is that there is apparently, I mean, all this evidence that this was a political prosecution of a Democrat, and it's interesting. I was in Los Angeles over the weekend yesterday, reading the L.A. Times on the plane back up home, and there was an article about the L.A. prosecutor and how he had prosecuted all these prominent political figures, and I was wondering, I wonder how many of them were Democrats, but is that Larissa on the line there on 10? Okay, great. Larissa, you're back with us.
I am. Apparently, I was talking to myself.
We just had some sort of massive disaster. But in any case, you want to finish the story here, and we'll push this break back just a little bit.
Okay, I'm not sure how far I got before I'll broke loose there.
Yeah, I you could start over, but let's do it quickly.
Okay, basically, Don Siegelman was the Democratic incumbent in the 2002 election for Alabama's governor race, and his opponent was Bob Riley. the Republican. And there was this bizarre sort of switcheroo with numbers in the middle of the night. Even though Siegelman was ahead, by the following morning, Bob Riley had won the campaign. I'm sorry, the election. And Siegelman was, he had tried to get a recount, but the ballots were sealed, and all of the key players basically are affiliated with the White House. And he was then prosecuted, which appears to be very much politically based and not based in anything really.
And basically locked down incommunicado for a long, long time.
Well, right. No one can. I mean, he has no access to the press. So, I mean, that's certainly disturbing. And including, and he's trying to appeal, but he can't until the transcripts are basically released by the court and the judge on the case, Judge Fuller, who is a Bush appointee, still hasn't released the transcripts. So he's sort of in limbo.
And we're because of our technical problems here, Larissa. If you can stick around after this break, and then we're gonna try and move Ralph Nader to the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
60 Minutes was gonna do this story, and they have apparently decided to pull back out of this. You still there?
Yes, I am. No, so. What happened was, early last week, I was told by various folks in CBS, or rather in 60 Minutes, that CBS corporate was getting pressure from the White House and from Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, and that they were caving under the pressure. That is CBS corporate, not 60 Minutes. And, I mean, we've heard this before. There was a movie, in fact, made of this called The Insider. And basically, so, you know, I sent out a red alert of sorts asking people to call CBS corporate and demand that they show this feature they're doing on the Siegelman case. And others joined in, and it became a fairly aggressive campaign, grassroots campaign. And I found out this Sunday that on Friday there appears to be movement again from CBS corporate to air this. Now, whether that actually happens or not remains to be seen. But that's the latest, is that now they appear to be back on track for now.
So. Oh, that's interesting. That's good to hear. I want to get back into the details of this case and how it connects into Karl Rove and the White House, and how it may be also be similar to other cases around the country with you. We're talking with Larissa Alexandrovna of Raw Story, rawstory.com. 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stick around, Larissa.
This is the Tom Hartmann Program, your radio support group for We the People. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
You know what women really want on Valentine's Day, which, by the way, is just a few days away? They want to be spoiled by the men in their lives. Show her you appreciate all she does with a gift of relaxation, a pajamagram. She'll receive the best pajamas or lingerie delivered in a hat box she'll love, along with a lavender sachet, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign, all free. Packaging is amazing, so you don't have to wrap. You can shop online at pajamagram.com. They've got all the top brands, plus pajamas and lingerie you won't find anywhere else. This year, I got the Celestial Star pajamas for Louise. I know she'll just love them because she knows I think she's special, and I do. A pajamagram is a perfect Valentine's gift. She'll think of you every time she puts them on. Shop online at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Shop today and have your pajamagram delivered right on Valentine's Day this Thursday. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Tom Hartmann.
Are there days you wish you could clone yourself? If you do, let me guess. You work at least 12 hours a day. You grab your meals on the run. When you finally get home after a long commute, you spend just enough time with your loved one to prevent a divorce. Then you still have to make sure your home is running smoothly, your pets are taken care of, and your bills are paid. Hi, I'm Rebecca Shade, and I'm a life manager. I want to help you get everything you need done when you can't do it all by yourself. Stop losing time and money trying to manage your home life yourself. I will care for your pet, greet and supervise workmen at your home, and will even help you organize and file your bills and documents. For more information, call me, Rebecca Shea, Life Manager, at 602-882-9791. That's 602-882-9791. Stop managing your life and start living it. Call me, Rebecca Shea, at 602-882-9791.
It's tax season. Will you have your return prepared by a CPA, an attorney, an enrolled agent, a box of software, or your nearsighted uncle? You know your options, but what's the difference? The answer's simple. An enrolled agent is the only tax professional who receives their right to practice from the United States Treasury Department. Enrolled agents are required to demonstrate their competence to the IRS in matters of taxation before they represent a taxpayer. Unlike attorneys or CPAs, who may or may not choose to specialize in taxes, all EAs specialize in taxes. Enrolled agents are the only tax practitioners federal law requires to maintain their expertise through continuing professional education. Call Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services, Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, to work with a tax professional today. 623-561-6172. Accurate Lee Dunn Financial Services. 623-561-6172.
1480 KPHX is sponsor-supported radio. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, encouraging you to shop locally and progressively. I invite you to visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. Art of Framing is locally owned by an independent artist. Create signature frame designs to showcase your favorite artwork or preserve your most treasured memories while tying your entire decor together. Call Art of Framing today, 602-277-3112.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. The Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right in these United States, not a privilege. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Remember that? How can you be alive if you don't have health care? 22 minutes past the hour. Larissa Alexandrovna is with us. She is the managing editor of Investigative News at The Raw Story, rawstory.com. In my opinion, one of the best investigative reporters in the country. Larissa, in snapshot, it looks to the outsider, it looks to me, like what has happened here is, here we had in 2002, we had an election where the Democratic incumbent governor, Don Siegelman, looked like he won the election. In the middle of the night, the Republicans changed the vote. They literally, you know, found 15,000 votes, as I recall, or something like that. They found a bunch of votes.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning, they said, no, you didn't win the vote. And when he started protesting, they started prosecuting him to shut him up and put him away.
You've basically summarized it. And I should say that we don't know that the Republicans, we don't have evidence showing that they flipped the votes, but there were some mathematical anomalies, to say the least.
There has never been an investigation of that, has there?
No. In fact, the Attorney General at the time, William Pryor, the Attorney General of the state, sealed the ballots. There was a request for a hand recount, and the ballots were sealed before that could happen. He was then appointed to the 11th Circuit as a federal judge in a recess appointment by President Bush.
So he has like a nice cushy lifetime job as we saw so many of the people who went down, you know, with Tom DeLay and John Bolton and all these guys in the 2000 election and pounded on the windows to try and stop the recount in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They all ended up, you know, being very, very well, handsomely paid off politically.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Judge Pryor was as well. Others in this...
Well, He's very close friends with and has been close friends for many years with Karl Rove, as is Bob Riley's campaign manager in the 2002 election, Bill Canary.
Right.
They all go way back when they were to about 1994 when they were trying to stack the courts there with, you know, quote unquote conservative judges.
Mm-hmm. Now Bill Canary's wife plays a role in all this.
That's right. She, that's right. Bill Canary's wife is the U.S. attorney for the Middle District. It's in her district that all of the counts against Siegelman were handed
down. So she's the one who prosecuted Siegelman, and her husband was the campaign manager of Bob Riley, the Republican who ran against him, who, in the opinion of some of us, the votes were flipped in the middle of the night?
That's right. Yes, and you would think that this would, I don't know, be alarming to the nation, but it doesn't appear to be, not yet anyway.
I mean, this sounds like something right out of, A, Banana Republic, or B, the old Soviet Politburo kind of stuff.
Ah, right, exactly. And since I happen to hail from there, I can tell you that it's making me at least very uncomfortable. But they're not the, Siegelman's is by far not the only victim of this, and that's, I think, the most alarming is that this is going on almost in every state, and he's just the most prominent.
So in every state around the country, we're finding Republican prosecutors, federal attorneys, who were put in office, not the ones who were fired, but the ones who stayed.
The ones who were doing their job, right.
Right, who are doing prosecutions selectively against Democrats and not against Republicans.
Well, that's not entirely true. They are also prosecuting Republicans, or another way they're doing this is destroying their businesses through countless legal things that they're doing. Republicans who aren't willing to play ball.
Mm.
And
that's what
our fourth installment is focusing on is, you know, this is not not only Democrats are being targeted, although they're the ones ending up in jail mostly.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans that are being targeted are people who quite literally won't hand over money, for example,
mm-hmm.
or won't play ball. In
Incredible.
Other words, sign off on things that are not entirely kosher. So
it's
incredibly disturbing, you know.
The Justice Department has become an arm of the Republican Party, of the hardest of the hardcore within the Republican Party, the Karl Rove branch of it, it appears.
Right, exactly.
Larissa Alexandrovna, the managing editor for Investigative News, rawstory.com. Larissa, thank you.
Thank you.
27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m. Jeff Farias at 4. Weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX.
You know what women really want on Valentine's Day, which, by the way, is just a few days away? They want to be spoiled by the men in their lives. Show her you appreciate all she does with a gift of relaxation, a pajamagram. She'll receive the best pajamas or lingerie delivered in a hat box she'll love, along with a lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign, all free. Packaging is amazing, so you don't have to wrap. You can shop online at pajamagram.com. They've got all the top brands, plus pajamas and lingerie you won't find anywhere else. This year, I got the Celestial Star pajamas for Louise. I know she'll just love them because she knows I think she's special, and I do. A pajamagram is a perfect Valentine's gift. She'll think of you every time she puts them on. Shop online at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Shop today and have your pajamagram delivered right on Valentine's Day this Thursday. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Tom Hartman.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, "Okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology." Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Aleve D.
The D is for difference.
Aleve D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Aleve D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Aleve D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Aleve D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Aleve D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
School shooting in Memphis. I'm Rita Fowley. A student's been shot in a Memphis high school during a gym class. Our Greg Jafrida is in Tennessee.
We're hearing that the injured student has at least two gunshot wounds and has been taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Police say the suspected shooter at Mitchell High in Memphis is also a student and is in custody. Charged in the 9/11 attacks, six detainees at Guantanamo Bay charged with murder and war crimes. Washington will seek the death penalty. Divorcing spouses Paul McCartney and Heather Mills are back in court today in Britain. The wagging tongues are saying she could get hundreds of millions of dollars out of this divorce, but you may never know. Divorce lawyer Vanessa Lloyd Platt says Sir Paul is insisting on confidentiality.
We may never know what happens behind closed doors because Sir Paul's team are hell-bent on having a confidentiality clause.
There are two reports of engine fires in GM full-size SUVs, 2007 model year Chevrolet Tahoes and Yukons. The government is investigating. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
All right, this is your reminder. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Make your special someone's day with flowers by Joe Gregory. From classic long-stem roses to fresh tulips and carnations, as well as more personal bouquets with plants and balloons. Flowers by Joe Gregory is your one-stop shop for unique gifts for Valentine's Day. Flowers by Joe Gregory is locally owned and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. So this is a great way of supporting our local community and this radio station. Call 602-249-7525. That's 602-249-7525 for all your Valentine floral needs. Or check out floral2u.com. That's floral, the number 2, and the letter U.com. In fact, if you call Flowers by Joe Gregory before noon, even on Valentine's Day, they'll guarantee same-day delivery valley-wide. Now that's amore. So call today, Flowers by Joe Gregory at 602-249-7525.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
0120-2009.
Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
0120-2009. In 1 year, he loses the house, the plane, and the title.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
0120-2009. The end of an error. Cross your fingers and keep it here on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m., then Jeff Farias at 4. This is 1480 KPHX.
And welcome back. 33 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. A lot happening on the election front. We will be getting to that as we continue with the program. Also, some strange economic news. The Financial Times today talking about how the bubble has really not even begun to burst with regard to subprime mortgages. This is some strange and perhaps scary news. In the midst of all this, Ralph Nader is back. Ralph Nader, the author of The 17 Traditions, his most recent book, the author of many, many, many books, The Good Fight, Civic Arousal, others, and also an attorney, a former presidential candidate. Ralph Nader, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom.
Always great to have you with us. I understand that you are considering putting together an exploratory committee to run for president.
We've opened an exploratory committee with a website, naderexplore08.org, to test the waters. And testing waters includes the many, many issues that are of concern to progressives that the Democrats and Republicans have taken off the table. And we've got to confront this very, very straightforwardly, Tom, because there's a underlying political bigotry here against candidates who are deemed to be progressive and are deemed to stay off the ballot to deny voters the choice that they want to make in the presidential campaign. Now, these are a lot of the issues you've discussed repeatedly. You've written books on them. But here's what's off the table by the Democrats and Republicans: impeachment of Bush and Cheney, single-payer national health insurance, the bloated, wasteful military budget, which the mass media has documented again and again, contains so much waste, fraud, abuse, the repeal of the Taft-Hartley anti-labor law. It's never mentioned by any Democratic candidate of any, except people like Dennis Kucinich. The whole issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, that isn't even a subject for Sunday morning questions anymore, as the destruction of Gaza proceeds. Aggressive crackdown on corporate crime, fraud, and abuse. Again, the mainstream media is documented from Houston to Wall Street. Opening up the presidential debates. A majority of the people in this country would like a viable third party, regardless of whether they vote for it or not. A majority wanted me and Buchanan on the debates, but it's a private corporation created and controlled by the two parties, and they don't want any competition. Now nuclear power is creeping up on the horizon, and that's on the table for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Yeah. So these are major political issues representing a huge landscape of concern. We haven't even talked about consumer protection or environmental issues.
Right.
And so the basic question that progressives have to address is the one that Bob Herbert and Eugene Robinson have not addressed. Those are progressive columnists for the New York Times and Washington Post. Okay. In the last few days, Bob Herbert has once again written a great column saying, where is the national vision? The major candidates are not espousing a national vision, by which he means the proper distribution of power, wealth, income, etc. And Eugene Robinson made this whole list of crimes of the Bush administration in his column in the Washington Post, and he never came to the conclusion, well, the Founding Fathers had a remedy for that. It's called impeachment.
Right.
So I think there's a major civil liberties issue here, and liberals have got to engage in a little introspection here, and progressive, and say, wasn't it great that there were some voters who were allowed to vote for an anti-slavery women's right to vote, farmer populist, labor, progressive parties and little parties in the 19th century. I consider that progressives who say, do not run, and I haven't decided yet, still in the exploratory stage, do not run, equivalent to saying do not speak, equivalent to telling voters of a certain kind, do not vote.
Well, certainly running is one of the best ways to speak, and you've done a marvelous job of that in the past. We're talking with Ralph Nader, by the way, and his new website, naderexplore08.org, or naderexplore.com, actually. We'll also redirect you there. However, In the 2000 election, and I voted for you in the 2000 election.
Right.
There, you know, I think there was a lot of buyer's remorse. And in the 2008 election, David Cobb was the Green Party's nominee, and he did what you did not do in the 2000 election, which was say, "Hey, you know, I'm out here, I'm speaking, please support me. And if you're in a solidly blue state, please vote for me. But if you're in a red state or a swing state, consider voting for the Democrat, because we don't want the Green Party to be pulling away from the Democratic Party votes." I mean, we have, You know, we're one of only, I believe, five nations in the world that have first-past-the-post, winner-take-all elections. We don't have a parliamentary, or we don't have a proportional representation system.
Or a runoff.
Right, or instant runoff voting.
I mean,
you know, it's San Francisco is probably the largest of our cities. It's in more or less about 300 communities around the country, largely as the result of the Green Party's efforts. But are you going to make a commitment, if you run, to run the kind of campaign that David Cobb did, where it won't harm the Democratic Party and it will bring these issues into the public arena?
See, that's where you and I differ. When you run for president, you run in 50 states. You don't start saying to certain voters in certain states, well, we're not going to give you the choice to vote for us in those states because we're really hound dogs for the Democratic Party. A much better way for Cobb to have done this was to ask the Democratic Party why it didn't pick up living wage. Why didn't it pick up single payer?
Well, he was throughout the campaign. He was taking them on constantly.
Yeah, no, but here's the point. Unless these great issues that you talk about regularly, every day, indefatigably, are moving into the political electoral arena, they're going nowhere. It doesn't matter how much mainstream press, how much headlines in the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, New York Times, Washington Post, talk radio, they're going nowhere. Now, for 20 years, Tom, I played this least worst game, you know, with the Democrats, Republicans. I mean, I actually had 12 full-time people in a campaign in 1984, showing the difference between Mondale and Reagan and so on. Not only did the press pay no attention, the Democratic Party paid no attention. They had great issues. One issue that was a spectacular one where the Reaganites wouldn't give $3 million for postage to notify a quarter of a million workers in foundries, factories, and mines that the Center for Disease Control physicians had documented were exposed to cancer-causing substances daily. And we gave it to Mondale. The Mondale's people said, no. We have a position where we're not going to spend any more money. I said, $3 million for postage, a quarter of a million workers. We had a press conference a few days later. It was all over the country, lead editorial in the New York Times. That's the kind of Democratic Party that liberals have to jump on and make demands, because if they have a least worst attitude.
No, that's what you have done so well over the years, and I so honor you for that. And I'm wondering, would you want to be considered the guy who caused John McCain to become the president?
See, there's no proof of that in 2000.
No, clearly, I agree with you on that.
Here's the point. Would I want to be seen as someone who can make a very, very deep critique of McCain that the Democrats would not make? Yeah? I want to be someone who would let voters who want to vote for a progressive candidate vote for a progressive candidate? Yes. That's democracy. That's election. That's choice. That's diversity. Where are all these phrases when it comes to the rights of small parties and independent candidates who are obstructed and mercilessly harassed by one of the two major parties?
Well, this is the problem of the way that our government was set up. I mean, we came before John Stuart Mill did. We don't have proportional representation.
But nonetheless. But we have to face it. We have to face the liberties.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Here's the point. I'm not trying to debate
your candidacy with you here, Mr. Nader. You've been my guy for a long time, and I don't want to see John McCain president.
Neither do I. Now, I didn't want to see George Bush president. You should have seen our critique of George Bush in 2000, which the Democrats refused to pick up, including his record in Texas that Gore ignored after April of 2004. He never mentioned it again. Yeah. He gave this bumbling governor from Florida, who left a lot of children behind, a free pass. Now, here's the main point. We should never tell people who want to run for office, local, state, or national, not to run in order to deny their potential voters a choice of candidates. You can oppose them. Once they're in, you can oppose them. But you don't tell them not to run, because telling them not to run is, in effect, saying don't speak, don't assemble, don't petition, First Amendment.
Just like
they would never tell minority voters not to vote.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting that you should not run. At all. I hope you don't interpret my words as that. I think these are the issues that you're going to confront, you know, right head on if you step into this, you know, as soon as you do. And so I wanted to bring them up. I'm curious. Will you be affiliated with the Green Party? Or are you exploring that again?
Yeah, we're exploring that, and you can see there's a very nice and unique letter actually written on the exploratory website by some of my supporters, including prominent Greens like Peter Camejo. and Matt Gonzalez, who almost won the mayoralty of San Francisco, as you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And those and other materials are on naderexplore08.org.
Right.
And keep an open mind, folks, because unless we find ways, to move these very, very important issues of health and safety and peace into the electoral arena, it doesn't matter how many marches. It doesn't matter. One of the reasons why.
Well, I think it does matter.
Huh?
I think it does matter. I think that there's
yeah.
a middle ground where we can be activists and we can be Democrats, you know. But
you're right, and you know how to do that. That's right. That's the alternative. You put your finger on it. If you don't want to go for a third party, you got to make demands on the Democrats.
That's right. Get inside the party, infiltrate it, take it over, or
yes.
push it hard like you're doing, and
yeah,
I salute you for it.
Don't give it a free pass because it isn't as bad as the Republican Party, but plenty bad enough.
Agreed. Ralph Nader, I am so pleased to have you on, as always. NaderExplore08.org. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, audience.
And good luck. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Mike Malloy at 7 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 10. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Valentine's Day is this Thursday. This is your last chance to get flowers in time for the big day. Order from Pro Flowers now for Valentine's Day delivery, or it won't be pretty. And last week's special was so successful, ProFlowers is bringing it back exclusively for my listeners. Get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Plus, both come with a free vase and free truffles. That's over $20 in savings and a fantastic deal right before Valentine's Day. ProFlowers is the best way to order flowers. It's convenient, easy to use, and a great value. ProFlowers has beautiful, long-lasting, fresh-from-the-field flowers, and Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. This is your last chance to get your roses and free vase and chocolate truffles in time for Valentine's Day. So go to proflowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman, with two N's. That's proflowers.com, password Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-P-R-O-FLOWERS, and don't forget to use my password, Hartman. Don't wait. Order now!
The Randy Rhoads Show.
They have theirs at the Reagan Library standing in front of Air Force One. Just like a great big bullet. Okay? And why do you think bullets are shaped like that? Even band roll-on is shaped like that because men invented the roll-on, okay? That's the whole thing. It's like one big giant phallic symbol for John McCain to stand in front of.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Hi, this is Al with Associated Appliance Sales. My wife Leona and I have been in the business for over 20 years and pride ourselves on excellent products, personal service, and the most competitive pricing in the valley. So if you need new kitchen appliances, give us a call at 602-242-7561. At Associated Appliance, we've advertised on Progressive Talk for over 3 years, and we're proud to partner with the station that supports our principals, our community, and small businesses. We enjoy new customers weekly, and I highly recommend checking out the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
The mainstream media ignored him. The right-wing noise machine attacked him. And this country went to war because no one listened to him. Now you can. 1480 KPHX presents former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, joining Mike Malloy for a night of enlightenment at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe. February 23rd. Tickets at 1480kphx.com. Presented by Ecotality, Inc. And sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and USTourofDuty.org. Find out what they didn't want you to know.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey! Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the bustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Finish before the hour. Tom Hartman with you.
866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com. If you want to drop by our live chat room, airamerica.com, for the blog over there. Jeff in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom, great to talk to you again.
Thanks for calling. What's you had some thoughts on Ralph Nader.
Yeah, Ralph Nader is one of my personal heroes. He was the first person I saw speak in a political speech in a political campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed my life. I mean, he inspired me to get active, kind of the same way you have with your tagline at the end of your show. I supported Ralph Nader in 2000 and 2004, sort of weekly, but, you know, did a few things for him and then voted for him because I was in a strong blue state and really felt like I had the opportunity to vote my conscience.
Yeah, same here. We lived in Vermont, and Louise and I actually even still split our vote. She voted for Al Gore, and I voted for Ralph Nader. And mostly also, you know, I wanted to make a statement, and I also wanted the Green Party to get a little more matching funds because I really like the work that they're doing at the local level all around the country to promote the idea of instant runoff voting.
And in 2000, I believe that was possible, that they could get 5%. I think they got 3-point-something.
Yeah.
But this time around, Democratic Party politics, I'm a trade unionist now, I'm on the Labor Council and everything, but my union went with Hillary Clinton, and to me that was wrong. I feel like she's not inspiring enough, you know, she's great, but she's not great enough, and so I supported Kucinich and then Edwards, and then I just caucused for Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I believe that Ralph Nader deserves to be in those debates. I believe that if Cynthia McKinney or David Cobb gets the Green Party nomination, that they deserve to be in those debates. To me, that's the real thing we should have learned from this year is how influential those debates have been.
Yeah,
people
exactly. Dennis Kucinich, over the years. Yeah, Dennis Kucinich did it to Howard Dean, and frankly, I think to John Edwards and then Edwards to the other candidates. Having multiple voices in the debates does move everybody in more progressive directions. It inevitably happens. And, Jeff, I'm right with you. I agree that it would be a good thing, a positive thing, if we could get more progressive voices. If the Green Party, for example, was invited to participate in the Republican and Democratic debates running up to the election, the way that Ross Perot did. Steve in Wisconsin. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Tom. It's a very good show, as usual. I can't believe you let Ralph Nader off the hook again with this Florida 2000 thing. You know, I heard...
Ralph Nader did not cause Al Gore to lose Florida.
Okay, this is a lie.
Theft by the Republican Party caused Al Gore to lose...
It is actually incorrect, Tom. If you remember, Al Gore had to go to the Supreme Court the Supreme Court got a chance to do what they did because Al Gore won by 500, George Bush won by allegedly 504 votes. And this is with all the Republican shenanigans, the 47,000 felon-listed black voters, right? Ralph Nader got 94,000 votes. Okay.
No, but the fact of the matter is George Bush sued at the Supreme Court. It was Bush who took that thing to the Supreme Court, not Ralph Nader, not Al Gore. Al Gore had to defend that.
You're missing my point, Tom. It would have never gone to the Supreme Court. 94,000 minus 47,000 is 32,000, right? Or something like that.
No, you are right that Nader being in the race in Florida caused it to be tight enough that the Republicans could steal it.
Exactly.
But it is wrong to blame Ralph Nader for the Republicans stealing an election in Florida. Because the criminals in this case, and I use that word very intentionally, were the Republican Party and Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris. And I get your point.
Thank you very much. Then let's
move on. I mean, this is, yeah. Tony in Bayside, New York. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Nice show. Always like to listen to you.
Thank you.
Listen, the one thing I disagree with you is I'm all for political diversity, but the caller you just had a good point. Look, the enemy of my enemy
is my friend. Yeah.
And although Ralph Nader didn't cause the failure in Florida, okay, he aided it. And let's face it, this is a two-party system. It's always been this way. And Tom, it's always going to be that way.
Well, until we get instant runoff voting. You know,
exactly.
Australia, and New Zealand both have systems almost identical to ours. And what they did, the way that they solved the problem, was national instant runoff voting. We now have a lot of local instant runoff voting. We need to have more national instant runoff voting. At the same time, I think it's important. I would advise Ralph Nader not to run, frankly.
Because you're intelligent and you're smart.
I don't think that he will pull enough votes to influence anybody, and if he does run, he may be bringing up these issues. So,
to be honest with you, I hope people are not dumb enough to vote for him this time around, because all he's doing is draining votes away from the Democrats. You know that no single Republican is going to vote for him. So what good does he do us?
Well, I think it's important that he be out there raising these issues, which he does a marvelous job of. But as I said,
he can do that without running. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He can do that without running.
Although when you run, you get a platform that you, in terms of the national media, that you don't get when you don't run. But to your point, Tony, I think that by and large, you and I are in agreement on this point.
Good.
Frank, and I appreciate the call. Frank in Los Angeles on K-Talk. Hey, Frank, got about a minute here before.
Nader irritates me to no end. He's a divider, not a uniter. Instead of uniting all the people with similar political ideals, to vote for the best of the worst evils, he's dividing them. And in Florida, what happened? John Ellis, who is the head of Fox News, kept saying that Nader won, Gore won, and so the Nader nuts voted for. They said they were going to vote for Gore if he was losing. They were going to vote for Nader if he was winning. So they fell for this and they voted for Nader, 90,000 votes. If 20,000 voted for Gore would have won without hands down, without even a question.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what this guy is thinking about. He has no chance of winning, so why is he dividing people?
He's trying to get these issues out, and he's pointing out that the Democratic Party, many elements within the Democratic Party, are frankly not all that progressive. And we do need, I believe, a national effort to move the Democratic Party in a more progressive direction. I just, you know, Ralph Nader thinks the way to do it is for him to get into the campaign. I think the way for us to do it is for all of us individually to get involved with the local Democratic Party and push them in a more progressive direction. Yeah, we have a difference of opinion, but, you know, I respect his opinions as well. 57 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
Valentine's Day is this Thursday. This is your last chance to get flowers in time for the big day. Order from ProFlowers now for Valentine's Day delivery, or it won't be pretty. And last week's special was so successful, ProFlowers is bringing it back exclusively for my listeners. Get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses for just $39.99. Plus, both come with a free vase and free truffles. That's over $20 in savings and a fantastic deal right before Valentine's Day. ProFlowers is the best way to order flowers. It's convenient, easy to use, and a great value. ProFlowers has beautiful, long-lasting, fresh-from-the-field flowers, and Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. This is your last chance to get your roses and free vase and chocolate truffles in time for Valentine's Day. So go to ProFlowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman, with two N's. That's ProFlowers.com, password Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-P-R-O-FLOWERS, and don't forget to use my password, Hartman. Don't wait. Order now!
My name is Adam Kokish, and I served as a sergeant on a Marine Corps Civil Affairs team in Fallujah. Now, I'm a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. From March 13th to the 16th, we will be revealing the reality of the U.S. occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan, and what will be history's largest gathering of U.S. veterans who served there, as well as Iraqi and Afghan survivors. Eyewitnesses will share their experiences in a public investigation called Winter Soldier, Iraq and Afghanistan. To find out more, sign the statement of support, and to see what you can do to help us spread the message of Winter Soldier, please go to IVAW.org.
Shopping for a new computer? 5 to 9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 5 to 9 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net and check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The presidential candidates are off and running again with their focus this week on Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Barack Obama is coming off a successful weekend in which he swept all of the primaries and caucuses being held. But on the Today Show, his campaign strategist David Axelrod was hesitant about calling Obama a frontrunner.
We know that this is going to be a battle. Change always is a battle. But we're pleased with where we are. This last weekend was a great weekend for us.
And on the same show, Clinton campaign advisor Ann Lewis said that Obama's victories were not really all that surprising.
This is a close, competitive contest. We have always known and said that the next set of elections coming up were going to be a lot more difficult for us.
Hillary Clinton has now replaced her campaign manager and says there is a need to add more staff to the campaign. Meanwhile, John McCain has picked up the endorsement of conservative Gary Bauer. Bauer says McCain has dedicated his life to defending human rights, including the rights of the unborn. And Mike Huckabee insists he'll continue his campaign despite trailing McCain in the delegate count. The most recent AP poll shows Democrat Barack Obama would narrowly defeat John McCain if the presidential election were being held now. And if Hillary Clinton were the Democratic nominee, she and the Republican frontrunner would be about even. The Pentagon is seeking the death penalty for six of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay. General Thomas Hartman says the men have been charged with murder and war crimes.
These charges allege a long-term, highly sophisticated, organized plan by Al-Qaeda to attack the United States of America.
A gunman is in custody after shooting a student at a high school in Memphis. The AP's Greg Gufrida has the latest on the wounded student's condition.
We're hearing that the injured student has at least two gunshot wounds and has been taken to the hospital in critical condition.
The shooting is the second at a Memphis high school this month. On Wall Street at this hour, an upturn now. The Dow is now up by 37 points. This is AP Radio News. A spacewalk begins at the International Space Station, and crew member Rex Waldheim is impressed with the view.
It's awesome. We're going over the Alps. We just passed over Switzerland.
The crew is beginning the job of installing a new European lab on the space station. The first step is to attach a handle to the huge lab that will be lifted from the cargo bay of the Atlantis. Over 2,000 champions have gathered at Madison Square Garden in New York for the 132nd Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. And the show is big business for hotels in the area.
Call it a hotel for the hound. During the dog show, the Hotel Pennsylvania is the place to be, according to concierge Jerry Grimek.
Normally I handle public relations, but during Westminster, it becomes all about pooch relations, and I transform into a super doggy concierge.
Grimek says this year, the top request for the dogs, meatballs with a little sauce. Julie Walker, New York.
And Yahoo is now rejecting a takeover bid for Microsoft worth nearly $45 billion. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Pep Boys. For a limited time at Pep Boys, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth one free. After mail-in rebate, must include tire installation package. Pep Boys, auto professional repair and maintenance every day.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We welcome business needs. Paul, what is business needs?
Business needs
is Arizona's number one executive management financial tax service for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships. We provide quality consulting services which have been described as preventive maintenance. Our clients refer to us as the business doc in that we provide diagnostic procedures and prescriptions to help business owners to improve their focus, which has a dramatic impact on their company's bottom line and profit margin. For those companies that suffer from business deficiencies, or BD, we guarantee to increase profit, growth, efficiency, while reducing waste, duplication, and tax liability. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Businesses do not plan to fail, they fail to plan. Call us, 602-595-5210. Why pay more?
Business Acquisitions, Inc. are the people you call when you want to buy or sell a business. Working with other firms and brokers locally and throughout the country, the professionals at Business Acquisitions, Inc. will be networking for you with the largest number of buyers and sellers while maintaining the utmost discretion. They can help you with evaluating or with a third-party appraisal. Business Acquisitions, Inc. has accountants and attorneys ready to assist you if needed, as well as lenders who can provide funding to complete transactions. If you or someone you know is thinking about entering or leaving the world of business ownership, call Rick James at Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Professional, expedient, and discreet service for the business people of today and tomorrow. Business Acquisitions, Inc. 480-481-0982. Once again, that number is 480-481-0982.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Or if any of you experienced something that was unusual for you. Like I said, I've been voting. I've voted every chance I've had since I was 18 years old, going on 30 years now. And I've never, I felt pride, I felt happy, I felt good about voting. Never felt like I was being moved to tears doing it before. And I'm wondering if other people are experiencing something similar.
The Jeff Farias Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 7 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Tom Hartman Program. Welcome to the vast, radical, middle conspiracy. Accept no imitations. Tom Hartman.
Welcome back. Giovanni Gentile. Ghostwriting on behalf of Benito Mussolini back in the day for the Italian the Encyclopedia Italiana defined fascism as the merger of state and corporate interests. Are we there yet? Matthew Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive and editor of the Progressive magazine and the author of the new book You Have No Rights: Stories of America in an Age of Repression, one of my recommended books over at buzzsplash.com. theprogressive.org/mag, the website, is with us. Hey Matt.
Hey Tom, thanks for having me on.
Great to have you with us. You have done a marvelous job here with this new article, The FBI Deputizes Business. What the hell is going on?
Well, it's a bit of a shocker. It was a shocker to me as I was looking into it. It's about this organization called InfraGuard, which I'd never heard of before. And it's been around since 1996. It's a group of business people, an ever-increasing group of business people, that works with the FBI. Actually, the FBI has set it up, and the FBI supervises it state by state and chapter by chapter. There are 86 chapters around the country. There are more than 23 business people involved in InfraGuard, including representatives of 350 of the nation's Fortune 500 companies. And on one level, it's like a corporate tips program. These business representatives feed back to the FBI any concerns they have on security threats, but they also can sic the FBI on disgruntled employees, which is a bit alarming. But more alarming than that, these business people are treated as special citizens and that they get warnings of threats before any of us do. But most alarming of all, according to my sources in InfraGuard, they are preparing for a national emergency, and in the event of a national emergency, InfraGuard members have been told by the FBI and by Homeland Security that they are authorized and permitted to use lethal force, shoot to kill, to prevent their little aspect of the infrastructure, if they're a chemical company or if they're a utility company or if they're a cyberspace company. They can protect that aspect of the infrastructure in times of an emergency, and evidently they're planning on these emergencies and doing emergency preparedness exercises quite frequently.
Now, let me get this straight. We have local businesses, mostly large companies, but obviously, you know, locally positioned all over the United States, where a local company, somebody working for a local company, a corporate officer, somebody who has never been elected, never been appointed, you know, is not a federal employee, not subject to the laws regarding federal employees, is not a law enforcement officer. Say somebody working for the local phone company happens to decide that he doesn't like me, and he could just phone in a tip on me, and suddenly, boom, I'm the subject of an FBI investigation, or you are, or our next-door neighbor is, A. And B, in the case of a national emergency, doesn't like me, could shoot me. Am I getting that right?
That's the main picture. I mean, if he or she, as a member of InfraGuard, thought you were threatening their aspect of the infrastructure, they are given permission to shoot to kill, and they are told that they would be there would be no repercussions.
And it seems like this is being set up as an old boy network, like you've got to be referred from somebody to get into it.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Elks Club of the FBI or something.
No, I'm serious. It does seem kind of like the Masons or something. It's
well, yeah, you need to be invited by an existing InfraGuard member. Then you need to be vetted by the FBI, and they ask you all sorts of questions, including whether you've ever committed a crime or not on the application form. All this is hidden in plain sight at www.infraguard.net. You can even see that application. And this has been going on, though, under the radar. No one's really written a piece on it, a big piece on it anyway. The only time it surfaced, interestingly enough, was in November of 2001, when Gray Davis, then governor of California, was notified that there was a threat to the bridges of California, notified not first by the FBI, but by his brother, Barry Davis, who was working for Morgan Stanley and happened to be an InfraGuard member and heard before the governor of California heard that there might be a threat.
Well, now, I suspect that most Americans do not realize or remember or never learned that in the very early stages in Italy of fascism, Mussolini had his black shirts, who were not affiliated with government. They were private, essentially corporation/club, and that Hitler had his brown shirts, who were also not members of, you know, a lot of people thought that was the army, or think that was the army, that these were private organizations that did the dirty work of essentially a political party and a political power, as it were, in this case Mussolini and Hitler. Do you see any parallels here?
Well, it would happen after the United States were attacked again, but there are disturbing parallels. One parallel is to something that happened earlier in our history called the American Protective League. This was during the late years of World War I, when a Chicago businessman gathered together a bunch of other business people, 250,000 strong, and they acted as vigilantes, and especially went after the industrial workers of the world, the Wobblies.
Right. So the progressive union.
Right. So there's a bit of a precedent for it. But, this idea that there are all these business people training with Homeland Security and FBI for what happens in an emergency, and then they are told by some of these agents that they can use lethal force in an emergency, I would hope that our members of Congress would call some hearings on this.
Yeah, this is like a bad caricature of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis's movie True Lies, you know.
or a bad Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah, so any idea where this idea came from and when this got started? We're talking with Matthew Rothschild, by the way. He's the editor of the Progressive magazine, theprogressive.org. the website, the article, exclusive, the FBI deputizes businesses.
Yeah, it got started in 1996 in the Cleveland chapter of the FBI. The FBI chapter there was investigating, I believe, a cyber crime and got some help from some private companies. And they were so happy with the cooperation of the private sector that essentially the FBI cloned it in state after state, so that now in every state, and sometimes there are a couple chapters in each state, like in Wisconsin where I am, there's an InfraGuard chapter in Madison and an InfraGuard chapter in Milwaukee. And the thing has just mushroomed. After 9/11, there were 1,700 members about, and now there's 23,000.
Wow. Wow.
And FBI Director Tom, by the way, says InfraGuard members are the first line of defense.
Well, I thought our government was the first line. Oh, man, this is downright spooky. I agree with you. We do need congressional hearings on this. We need to find out more about it. And I so honor you, Matt, for bringing this out. Quick question, if I can just change the subject for a second. Ralph Nader was just on our program. You're one of the most articulate progressive voices out there. Ralph Nader was just on. He's put together an exploratory committee. NaderExplore08.org is the website. He hasn't decided whether he's going to run for president or not, but he's thinking about it. Your take on that?
Well, I love Ralph Nader. I used to work for Ralph Nader when I got out of college back in 1980. And, you know, he's going to do what he wants to do. I long since got over the idea that I or anybody could tell Ralph Nader what to do. And to the extent that he raises issues that others aren't raising, you know, I'm not one to say that's wrong.
Yeah. No, I say God bless him on raising the issues. I would probably advise him not to run. Although if he runs and he doesn't get any votes, or he gets very few votes, which, you know, happened the last two times, and his running raises issues that are not being raised by the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates, then, you know, I see that as probably a net plus for our democracy. So,
I mean, Ralph Nader's been a hero in this country, and people have been demonizing him wrongly over the last 8 years.
I agree, and we've had a lot of callers on this, and I'm sure we will continue to as soon as we wrap up this segment. Any call to action here, Matthew, on this InfraGuard thing?
Well, my first call to action is for people to inform themselves. They can get our story at progressive.org. They can go to www.infraguard.net and get it from the horse's mouth. But then use this information to contact your elected officials and say, hey, did you know about this? What is this extra police force all of a sudden that's consisting of 23,000 business people? And why do they get all this information before the public does?
And it's working exclusively for the executive branch of government, for the president. It's not something that Congress created.
It's an extrajudicial wing of the FBI, essentially.
Right. So there's no clear congressional oversight other than to the extent that there is oversight of the FBI by Congress.
Yeah, the Justice Department should call the FBI on the carpet on this.
Yeah, well said. Matthew Rothschild, you can read all about it over at theprogressive.org. And the article is exclusive. The FBI deputizes business. Matt, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Don't miss Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter, live and in person. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
Seasons come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves outdoor allergies and indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested. Pick up the new Claritin 45-pack at your local Target and start living Claritin Clear. Available at Target stores.
Hi, Ty Pennington here from Bayer. Looking for a healthy resolution you can stick with? Resolve to talk to your doctor about starting an aspirin regimen. Taken regularly, aspirin can help reduce the risk of a heart attack up to 32% for those at appropriate risk.
Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. Bayer is a proud supporter of the American Heart Association's START program.
Bayer Aspirin. Expect wonders.
Use as directed.
Beginning Saturday, February 16th, catch YouTube sensation Stu and Sniper live at My Florist Cafe for four incredible evenings of dueling pianos. This blistering and masterful English duo will take the stage starting at 7 p.m. from Saturday, February 16th through Tuesday, February 19th, exclusively at My Florist Cafe. Check out Stu and Sniper's amazing talent on YouTube at Sniper22B. That's the word Sniper, then the number 22 and the letter B. Saturday and Sunday only, Nicole, My Florist Cafe's phenomenal mistress of the Steinway, will join Stu and Sniper on stage to take this show to a whole new level. There's no cover charge for any performance and no reservations will be accepted. So seating is first come, first served. Don't miss Stu and Sniper February 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at My Florist Cafe for great drinks, live music, and lots of energy. My Florist Cafe, located at the northeast corner of 7th Avenue and McDowell. Call 602-254-0333. That's 602-254-0333. Stu and Sniper at My Florist Cafe.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184. Or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351. Or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
I was talking on the telephone with Tony Blair. We was looking for intelligence that he would share. I need some information that they can't rebuke. He said Saddam was buying stuff to build a nuke. Well, let's roll. Everybody, let's roll. If I'm going to play the game and score, well, then I have to launch another war. Well, making lots of money is a lot of fun. We make it by creating wars that can't be won. We'll blame it on Al-Qaeda nearly every day, but we'll never tell the sheep, well, it's the CIA. Well, let's roll. Let's roll. Yeah, get down, Junior. Well, gonna play the game and score. And now I have to build another war.
343 days, 10 hours, 30 minutes, 36 seconds until George W. Bush voluntarily leaves office, assuming that he's not impeached. By the way, Tom Lantos died last night. And at the age of 80, a good long life, the only Holocaust survivor in the House of Representatives, a brilliant man. Harry Reid said, I am deeply saddened by the loss of Tom Lantos, one of the most honorable and admirable Americans to ever serve his country, whether standing up to fascism or standing up for families. Tom Lantos lived his life fighting for what is right. The Congress and the country will miss his courage. End of quote. And I just have to say the same. You know, Tom Lantos, really a truly good man in the House of Representatives. He will be missed. In the meantime, our piggies alert.
1 billion pounds, Dr. Calkin.
For the day.
Well, let me see. That would be 145 million and a half tons of the
refuse.
Yeah.
Refuse. Yes. Poor every day, and by the year, let me figure, over 53 million tons of...
Manure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By comparison, the pyramid of the Pharaoh Cheops weighs about 690 million tons, mm-hmm. which means that every 4 and 3, you've got a pile of this,
excrement.
Yeah.
That's the bigger piggies in their starched white shirts. And the bigger piggies are moving to London. This from today's Financial Times. General Electric is moving the headquarters of its core consumer finance division from Connecticut to London in a move symbolizing a shift in the U.S. conglomerate's center of gravity. GE Money's origins date back to the Depression in the 1930s when it provided credit for cash-strapped Americans to buy GE appliances. With $200 billion in assets, it is the world's largest provider of private-labeled credit cards. After the relocation of GE Money, two of GE's six divisions, including about a quarter of the conglomerate's annual sales, will be headquartered in Britain. And another note, this also from the Financial Times, this actually really startled me, and it takes a lot to startle me. I think it's Pilling, as it's probably how it's pronounced. Jonathan Sobel in Tokyo, Gillian Tett in London, writing in today's Financial Times. The headline, subprime credit loss heading for $400 billion, say G7 finance chiefs. This is the Group of Seven Nations, and their finance chiefs are saying, basically, you ain't seen nothing yet. The global policymakers have raised projections for the size of subprime-related credit losses in a move that implies financial institutions must increase their write-offs. In recent weeks, Wall Street banks and other institutions have revealed $120 billion credit losses. The U.S. Federal Reserve's estimate for subprime losses last year were only $100 to $150 billion. So, you know, and then they go on to say, but G7 finance ministers admitted it remained unclear whether much of this subprime pain would emerge, not least because the path of the credit crunch was uncertain. They're calling for prompt and full disclosure. And here's a quote from the governor of the Bank of Italy and chairman of the Financial Stability Forum. This is a committee of international supervisors and central bankers. He says, the next 10 days to 2 weeks will be crucial because we are going to have the first, this is what startled me, the first audited accounts from financial institutions since the crisis started. What? We're just now beginning to actually audit what's going on? And Jonathan Sobel in Tokyo, writing in today's Financial Times, central bankers outlined a package of reforms at the weekend designed to prevent a recurrence of the global financial crisis brought on by the collapse of risky U.S. housing loans. And then they talk about how the G7 finance ministers warned that the full impact of the credit squeeze has yet to be felt. Bankers have written down about $100 billion of exposure. He said banks, pushed by regulators where necessary, must quickly disclose the extent of subprime-related losses and replenish lost capital. Remember the news conference the Bush administration had where the guys came out with hedge trimmers and one actually showed up with a chainsaw to say, we are cutting through the red tape. We are doing away with the regulations. We are going to deregulate the banking and mortgage industry and let the market prevail. And the problem is there's no such thing as a free market. The ground in which the market grows is government. Government provides the rules of the game. It provides the court system through which contracts can be enforced. It provides the police departments that ultimately can enforce a contract if necessary. It provides a stable currency. Government is the soil in which business grows. And regulation, reasonable and rational regulation, obviously there's always going to be a debate about exactly what that means, but reasonable and rational regulation is what keeps capitalism from becoming cancerous. And I would submit to you that since Reagan became president, we have seen the cancer stage of capitalism coming upon us, hard and heavy and fast. And this is one symptom of it, only one of many. And it's time for us to turn back from that and say, you know, John Maynard Keynes and Franklin Roosevelt really had something to teach us. There really is a role for government in making sure that we the people are protected. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty good job, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, basically, I help people save money, don't I? Like, I tell people they can save hundreds by switching to Geico. They go to geico.com, maybe save all this money on car insurance, and the next thing you know, I'm, like, invited to their wedding or whatever. One bloke actually asked me to be his best man. Dear, oh dear. Point is, if you want loads of friends, giving away money, it's not a bad idea.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Seasons come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves outdoor allergies and indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
So, it's almost Valentine's Day and you're stuck on that perfect gift, right? Here's a tip. Vermont Teddy Bear. Whether she's 18 or 85, Vermont Teddy Bear has the perfect bear to show her you know her. You can even have it delivered to her office right on Valentine's Day. There's the Heartthrob Bear in silky boxers or the Mr. Right Bear wearing a tuxedo. They even have bears with tattoos that can be customized with her name on it. Every Vermont Teddy Bear is handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. And each comes with free gourmet chocolate and a gift card in their famous gift box. This year I got Angel Bear for a friend in Vermont who was an angel to Louise and me when we needed her. I know she'll just love it because everyone likes to be appreciated. This Valentine's Day, give the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day, guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell me you heard about Vermont Teddy Bears on the Tom Hartman program.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
11 charges. I'm Ed Donahue. The Pentagon says six detainees at Guantanamo Bay, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, are facing charges related to the 9/11 attack.
If the convening authority, Mrs. Susan Crawford, in her sole discretion, decides to refer the cases as capital, the defendants will face the possibility of being sentenced to death.
A student is under arrest at a high school in Memphis accused of shooting another student during gym class.
We're hearing that the injured student has at least two gunshot wounds and has been taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Greg Giuffrida reports school officials say this was a personal dispute that began outside of school. A new Associated Press Ipsos poll shows Barack Obama would narrowly beat John McCain if the election were held now. Tomorrow is primary day for Democrats and Republicans in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Virginia. His agent says Florida Panthers forward Richard Zednik needed life-saving surgery in Buffalo. The agent says a teammate skate severed Zednik's carotid artery during a game. He's in stable condition. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 37 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Nursed by doggy odor? Well, come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service dog wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty. 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
We're talking to business needs. Paul, I'm worried about a recession. How can you help?
You should be, and yes, we can help. Business Needs takes common businesses and transforms them into successful and secure companies. Every great success begins with a vision and is followed by a plan. Just entering data in a QuickBooks program and then transferring that limited information in a QuickBooks tax program is not enough and not smart, especially today. What if you could increase your profits 20, 30, 50, or even 100%? It's possible. Call today for an analysis. which will identify areas where breakthrough results can be achieved. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Remember, 602-595-5210. Businesses do not plan to fail, they fail to plan. Business needs. Why pay more?
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Mom always said, what goes around, comes around. It's been coming around pretty harshly for right-wing talk radio lately. Ratings are down, their favorite candidates are dead in the water, and even their own loyalists are telling them to shut the hell up. Almost makes you feel sorry for them, doesn't it? Nah. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
That's democracy! It's magic! And it works! 34 minutes past the hour. Well, the buzz right now is, will John Edwards endorse either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? Apparently, he's not all that excited about Obama's health plan, but who knows? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different policy considerations and as well as electability and as well as basically, you know, just who he's going to go with. Apparently last Thursday, Hillary Clinton flew out to South Carolina and met with him. And today he's meeting with Barack Obama. And so it's going to be very interesting. We will keep you up to date if it happens during the noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time when we're live on the air. We will surely let you know as soon as we know. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Rawl in Long Island, New York. Hey, Rawl, what's up?
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. I like your program. I listen as often as I can.
Thank you.
And I respect Mr. Nader, and I admire a lot of the things that he has done. He is right that the two-party system is too narrow, and it leaves out a lot of people, a lot of issues that might not be aired under the current system. My problem with him is, and I actually would have a lot more respect for him, and maybe you would even support him, if instead of just popping up every 4 years to siphon off votes, he would actually build a third party from the ground up. I mean, in order to have a third party and create a forum for all of these different issues that he brought up, which are all very important, and he's right. Many of them get short-shrifted in the coverage today. But who is he kidding if all he's going to do is show up every couple of years and siphon out votes? He has to build a party structure.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, Rawl, that Ralph Nader is on an ongoing basis talking about these issues. It's just that the press doesn't cover it because he's not a presidential candidate when he's talking about them.
Oh, I give credit for that.
That provides him with a certain platform. Yeah, you go to his website. You know, I just signed up on his website, which takes you to the next page, and he says, maybe we're wrong. That's the headline. Maybe we're wrong.
I saw that.
Maybe the Democrats and Republicans will nominate presidential candidates who will stand up against the war profiteers, the nuclear industry, the credit card industry, the corporate criminals, big oil, and the drug and health insurance industries. We doubt it, but hope springs eternal.
Right.
And so.
Yeah, I read it while I was waiting. I also went to InfraGuard. That's a very interesting organization.
Yeah.
It's scary.
InfraGuard,
but sticking with Mr. Nader, if he doesn't have a party structure behind him, and let's say through some miracle he were to win, if he were to run, then who would he caucus with? Who would push his issues through the federal legislature?
Yeah, well, like you know? Bernie Sanders, who's an independent, he would have to learn how to make friendly with the Democrats and
exactly.
caucus with them. Yeah.
The very two-party structure that he has criticized.
Right. Well, and this is the problem. And, Raul, thank you for the call. This is the problem that, you know, that James Madison identified at the very beginning, was with first-past-the-post winner-take-all elections, which we have in this country, without an alternative. And at the time, they hadn't thought of proportional representation, and they certainly hadn't thought of instant runoff voting. Without an alternative, you have a two-party system. It's built into our Constitution. It's not named that way, but it's built into our Constitution. John in Santa Cruz, California. Hey, John.
Hi, Tom. Hope you're having a nice day. I am. Feeling much better. I'd like to say that I think the people who blame Nader for 2000 forget what happened in 2004. That that election was stolen from Kerry. And so, and the story about Siegelman. How
yeah,
he
and
lost.
Still there's over 100.
Another example. But I remember Bush was positive in 2000 that he was, that when he was told that Gore had been declared the winner, his reaction was to say, that's not right. I have to call my brother. So as far as I'm concerned, if no one had voted for Nader, Florida still would have stolen another 90,000 votes, and he still would have taken Florida.
Yeah, he would. They would have figured out a way. I suspect, John, that you're absolutely right, because they sure did in Ohio. Richard in Jacksonville, Florida, speaking of Florida. Hey, Richard.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I was thinking about Ralph Nader, and the thing that I thought about him was that, why does he run as a Democrat? Why can't he run as a greener, blue Democrat?
Well, he can't run for president as a Democrat because, you know, the time has run out. He would have had to get, you know, into the primaries way, way back when to
Right. That's one of my points. He basically doesn't want to go out and campaign. He wants to stay in his own little green party, in his own little green world. Basically, I don't know if he's egotistical, but he basically wants to have...
Well, find me a politician who's not, Richard. I mean, it's actually a necessary attribute, I think, at a certain level. But, you know, I don't think that Ralph Nader is motivated, frankly, in this by ego any more than he has been throughout his career. Ralph Nader has been a tireless crusader for the causes that he believes in. I've disagreed on occasion with his tactics, but, you know, he's a good and decent man, I believe.
But mostly he sides with the Democrats. So, I mean, why would he basically want to be in that situation?
Yeah.
He would have to go through the primary process like every other candidate in the Democratic Party. He would have to basically, you know, run his campaign.
Well, and I can't speak for him, but my guess would be, and Richard, I got to move along, but thanks for your call. My guess would be that his response would be that he's taking on those folks who are contributing to the Democratic Party, and therefore he wouldn't be welcome. I don't know. Elena. Am I pronouncing that right, in San Francisco?
You are, Tom. Hi.
Hey, Elena.
I want to thank you for having Ralph on, because I have already decided that if it comes down to one of the front runners in McCain, I'm not going to vote. I would vote for everything else, but I'm certainly not going to vote for McCain. But I've talked to lots of people campaigning for both Hillary and Obama, and when did it become okay? Why is misogyny not only okay, but even cool and funny? I've heard so many things like bros before hoes on T-shirts, on people that look reasonable. And why didn't Hillary marry OJ? And this is someone who's supporting Obama, and I hear these things, and it's like, I can't support him. Maybe they're not coming out of his mouth.
I guarantee you they're not coming out of his mouth, and he would not have anything to do with that. And just because somebody who might be supporting him is wacko doesn't mean that that's the candidate.
I've heard a lot of it, and I haven't heard any racism coming out of Hillary's camp, which I would be as quick to squash that and be sickened by that. But their records are so similar that there's really no other way to judge them. You know, unless you're just going to go with this gut feeling, oh, I feel good when Obama speaks, I hear music. I actually heard a guy tell me that, too, that I had to vote for Obama because when Obama spoke, he heard music.
So your bottom line is that you will vote for Ralph Nader if he's on the ticket?
Yeah, I would vote for Ralph Nader, and he's not a Green Party person. The first time he ran as the head of the Green Party, the second time he ran, I don't remember what he ran, but it wasn't the Green Party. And I don't know what he would run this time, but I think that we've been held so far to the right that, good for him, we need to be pushed to the left. It's past time, and if we go a little too far left for my comfort, you know, we need to fix a lot of things that the extreme right's done.
Well said, Elena. Thank you very much. And there's no way we're going to go too far left. It just ain't going to happen on this guy. I mean, we've got to get back to the middle. You know, things like, you know, a national health care program and unionization and control of, you know, regulatory control of corporate criminals and things. Weldon in Minnesota. Hey, Weldon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was just going to ask you just a few quick questions. I was rereading your paper that I read yesterday, When Democracy Fails.
Yeah, it's also a chapter in one of my books, I think in Screw,
that's
What Would Jefferson Do?
I found it on the net, so I was rereading it yesterday, and you know, in light of your last couple of guests, I'm almost starting to get scared where, you know, we're really starting to slip into fascism.
Yeah, don't get scared, get active.
Well,
that's the remedy.
That's basically what I've been trying to do as much as possible, just through email and that thing, but... Mm-hmm. My question is, when I listen to Barack Obama or any of these guys, I think I'm hearing, you know, sort of an allusion to prosecuting Bush and Cheney. And I'm just wondering, at what point can they start talking about it?
Not until after the election.
After
the presidential election in November. Yeah. After the presidential election and before the inauguration would be the time. And frankly, that's the time when I think that those of us who consider ourselves part of the impeachment movement, who believe that these guys should be impeached, and assuming that there is no impeachment between now and then, and that, by the way, is not necessarily a solid assumption because John Conyers is making some noises. But if there is no impeachment or there is no impeachment movement, that would be the time to start a prosecute the criminals movement and try and turn it into a very high profile thing. So that's what I would do.
I've heard of some rumblings about, you know, because Americans don't want to submit people to the Hague because they, you know, it's outside of American justice.
Yeah, no, and that's the problem, or that's a problem, but, you know, sometimes the Hague can reach out. I'm not sure. Weldon, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Louise in Redondo Beach. Hey, Louise, got about a minute here before this break.
Oh, hi, Tom. Love your show, love your work, and I can't wait to meet you on the Air America cruise in 2 weeks.
Yes, I'll be there for the last 3 days, I think, of the cruise, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody there.
Yay. Okay, first comment on Nader. The fact of the matter is I believed in every single comment he made just a few minutes ago, and actively support the issues that he raises. However, the political reality is that our current structure of government will simply not allow someone like him to win. And being that the stakes are so high, they have never been higher in a presidential election, I feel that the best course for him to take would be to perhaps endorse Obama, for example, and
push like crazy.
Have him raise those issues in the debates with McCain.
Absolutely. Louise, I'm sorry we're out of time, but your point is absolutely well taken, and I agree. And this is where he's saying if he is a Green Party nominee and he can get into the debates, he can raise the issues. I don't think it's going to happen, but wouldn't it be great? 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Stephanie Miller.
Here is Sue and Jacob, who is four. Get ready to say aw. Hi, Sue.
Yes.
Is Jacob there?
Yes, he is.
Can I say hi?
You sure can. Hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Are you ready for us to say George W. Bush is an idiot?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jacob.
George W. Bush is an idiot.
Oh, yay.
I believe the children are.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 on 1480 KPHX.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest-growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting, entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number, 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
The mainstream media ignored him. The right-wing noise machine attacked him. And this country went to war because no one listened to him. Now you can. 1480 KPHX presents former Chief UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, joining Mike Malloy for a night of enlightenment at the Fiesta Resort Conference Center in Tempe, February 23rd. Tickets at 1480kphx.com. Presented by Ecotality, Inc. And sponsored in part by Camelview Accounting Services and USTourofDuty.org. Find out what they didn't want you to know. Randy Rhodes is next at 1 p.m. Then Jeff Berrios at 4. This is 1480 KVHX.
Now hush. Don't say a word.
The NSA song.
It's enough to know to say my words can be heard. And we're fighting freedom here at home. So we don't have to fight it over there. Now my own sweet Marie never listens to me, not my brother or even my mama. But when they're on the line, I know you hear me whine. Take that, Osama. Wow. Won't you please tell Condoleezza I ordered extra cheese, and I love her.
I love her,
'cause she's out there.
She's out.
Here's
there.
How I know. Stain on a dress, but a leak nonetheless tells me so.
Hello, NSA. Welcome back. The Tom Hartman Program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Janice in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Janice.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, and I do want to say, I keep forgetting to say this, but your screeners are great. I love them.
Thank you.
They're also very nice.
I agree.
I want to echo a woman who called a couple of callers ago when she was talking about misogyny. I tell you, I wasn't a Hillary supporter. I have become one. I mean, you know, because we have these two choices now. But what bothers me about Barack Obama supporters is that when you say anything about him, it's like, first of all, they're not even informed, or else they don't want to hear it. I was at a Democracy for America meeting Wednesday night. I had this very experience trying to say, well, do you realize that, you know, pointing out votes? And it was like she didn't care,
mm-hmm.
you know. And this morning, they showed Barack Obama speaking about this weekend. And then after that, they put Bill Clinton on. They didn't have Hillary Clinton speaking. They just had clips of her signing, doing signatures.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean...
You see
this as
a media bias against Hillary?
Yeah, and I don't... It's not that I'm bashing Barack. It's not that at all. It's mm-hmm. that he's been allowed to package himself in such a way and get away with it. And so, therefore, we're not really voting for a true person,
yeah.
you know.
You know, Janice, the reality is that according to, I mean, really good scientific, sociological, psychological, political surveys and studies, and I quote some of these in my book, Cracking the Code, 93% of American voters make their decisions not on issues, but on emotions, on
right.
how they feel about a candidate. 93%, only 7% of American voters carefully examine issues. And so I would say, you know, if you talk to somebody who was a fill-in-the-blank supporter, you know, anybody, any kind of supporter, and
right.
you said, hey, what about issue A, B, and C? And they said, oh, I don't care about that. I'm still going to vote for this person. That person represents the vast majority of American voters. And
there's my frustration.
Well, I agree. And those of us who are policy wonks and issue wonks and, you know, really care about the issues and all that, you know, we get very upset about that, but that's the reality. And so what we have in America, and we've had in America, frankly, I think this goes all the way back to probably the election, the big battle election, the first big battle election, which was Jefferson versus Adams in 1800, which was referred to as the Revolution of 1800 by some historians.
Uh-huh.
I think that it goes back to that a politician, regardless of their policies, also has to figure out how to package themselves. And so that's what you're identifying. And Janice, thanks for the call. The point is well taken. And, you know, it's the reality. We've got to deal with it. Let's see. Is it Perrin in San Francisco?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Perrin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, I've been noticing the media making a huge error either by omission or commission. I'll let listeners figure out why it is, but you notice every sentence out of McCain and when Romney was running, every sentence out of him, his mouth was about the Democrats want to wave the white flag of surrender. Everything McCain says is about, I was for the war in Iraq, I just didn't like the tactics, and now that the surge is working. And what my call is about today is, who says the surge is working?
Right. It's got nothing to do with the surge. It's got to do with the fact that the major Shiite leader in Baghdad has declared a 6-month ceasefire, and he's just decided to extend it, Muqtada al-Sadr, and
right.
that we've been paying three to $500 a month, which is $500 a month was the average income of the middle class in Iraq before we
right.
invaded. I mean, so $500 a month is big bucks. We're paying Sunnis who used to be shooting at us to not shoot at us.
Well, that's exactly the question. And, Tom, I've been, like you said, get active, get involved. I've been calling major members of the media, and there are some networks where you can actually speak to the reporters to do the story. And I say to them this question exactly. After 5 years of war in Iraq, we have to pay somebody to shoot at other people as opposed to shooting at Americans.
Right.
And
right.
I said, how is that winning hearts and minds? I said, here in San Francisco, we've got a section of town where you can pay people to love you. And you can pay them by the hour, you can pay them overnight, but I guarantee you, when you stop paying them, they'll stop loving you.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I think that your analogy between prostitution and paying off some of these Sunni militias is actually a fairly reasonable one. Because
that's exactly what happened in Afghanistan with the Northern Alliance. We paid people on the battlefield with $100 bills to say,
well, hey, take it back before that. We were paying Osama bin Laden and his buddies to help throw out the Soviets. And, Tom,
let me ask you this. And if you know the answers to any of these questions or any of your listeners,
it's got to be quick, Karen. We're out of time here.
All right.
Well, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. We just, you know, this. It's the top of the hour, and it's the tyranny of the clock. But thanks a lot for the call. 57 minutes past the hour. And it's the Tom Hartman radio program. Coming up, Peter Swire is going to be with us. Professor Peter Swire from the Center for American Progress about black box sensors on private sector computer networks.
The Tom Hartman program.
Tom Hartman.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
The Bush administration has deployed a shadow army of some 100,000 contractors. Of these, tens of thousands are heavily armed mercenaries that roam Iraq with impunity. Among the most powerful of the companies operating in Iraq is Blackwater USA.
Jeremy Scahill on the Blackwater expose he first broke in the pages of The Nation.
How can you have tens of thousands of mercenaries operating in Iraq and not a single prosecution? Their crimes against Iraqis go undocumented and unreported. I mean, this is a shadow war.
Stories that reshape the political landscape often surface first in The Nation, America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Why wait for Nation authors like Jeremy Scahill to become bestsellers? Right now, you can try 4 weeks of The Nation absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com.
When a vital document or truckload of goods needs to be with your customer now, time is money. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide, so your package can be picked up any time of day with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service, 480-922-4929, or log on to lightningcourierservice.com.
All right, boys and girls, this is your reminder. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Make your special someone's day with Flowers by Joe Gregory. Flowers by Joe Gregory is locally owned and a proud supporter of 1480 KPHX. This is a great way of supporting the community and KPHX. Call 602-249-7525 for all your Valentine floral needs. Or check out floral2u.com. That's floral, the number 2, and the letter U.com. So this Valentine's Day, call Flowers by Joe Gregory. Call 602-249-7525.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With the most recent poll showing Barack Obama and John McCain the likely favorites of their parties heading into tomorrow's primaries in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, the candidates are trying to rally support throughout the region today. At a rally in Maryland, Barack Obama again called for change.
The last thing we need is to have the same old cast of characters doing the same old things, playing the same old games over and over and over again. And somehow expecting a different result. We need something new. We need to go in a new direction.
And Hillary Clinton again stressed the need for experience.
It's going to be especially hard following George Bush and Dick Cheney. There is going to be so much damage to repair.
Meanwhile, John McCain has picked up the endorsement of conservative Gary Bauer, while Mike Huckabee is vowing to continue his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. Six of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay have now been charged with murder and war crimes by the Pentagon.
The chief prosecutor has requested that the charges be tried jointly and that they be referred as capital for each defendant.
The men are charged with devising a long-term and highly sophisticated plan by al-Qaeda to attack the United States. Two CBS News journalists are missing in the city of Basra in Iraq. The network is not identifying them and says all efforts are underway to find those journalists. A suspected gunman is in custody following the shooting of a student inside of a high school in Memphis. The wounded student is believed to be in critical condition. President Bush says the economy is structurally sound for the long haul and that the stimulus package approved by Congress will help deal with uncertainties in the short term with rebates.
If you're a taxpayer or if you're credited income up to $3,000, you can expect money back.
The president is expected to sign that stimulus package on Wednesday. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now up by 45 points. This is AP Radio News. The only Holocaust survivor to serve in Congress has now died.
Just a month after revealing he had cancer of the esophagus and would not seek a 15th term, House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Tom Lantos of California has died at age 80. Lantos was known for his dedication to human rights and founded the Congressional Human Rights Caucus 25 years ago. Born in Hungary, he was 16 when it was occupied by Germany. He twice escaped from forced labor camps and ended up coming under the protection of Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg, who is credited with saving thousands of Jews. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The government's now looking into reports of engine fires in General Motors' full-size sport utility vehicles. It's gotten a couple of reports of fires in 2007 model year Chevy Tahoe SUVs. Paris Hilton isn't all that hot at the box office. An estimate shows for comedy, The Hottie and the Naughty took in only $25,000 over the weekend. It was shown in more than 100 theaters. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Pep Boys. Right now at Pep Boys, pick up 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Purolator oil filter for only $13.99. That's right, $13.99. Limit 2, Pep Boys Auto Professional Repair and Maintenance every day.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
We welcome Business Needs. Paul, what is Business Needs?
Business Needs is Arizona's number one executive management financial tax service for small and medium-sized companies and sole proprietorships. We provide quality consulting services which have been described as preventive maintenance. Our clients refer to us as the business doc in that we provide diagnostic procedures and prescriptions to help business owners to improve their focus, which has a dramatic impact on their company's bottom line and profit margin. For those companies that suffer from business deficiencies, or BD, we guarantee to increase profit, growth, efficiency, while reducing waste, duplication, and tax liability. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Businesses do not plan to fail, they fail to plan. Call us, 602-595-5210. Why pay more?
This Valentine's Day, skip the Hallmark holiday gifts and give your Valentine a gift they won't forget. Treat them to a day of pampering at Essence Day Spa. From soothing foot massages and Swedish massages to calming hot stone therapy, Essence Day Spa will smooth out the tensions of everyday life. Organic body wraps and full body scrubs will leave your Valentine glowing inside and out. And Essence Day Spa is locally owned, so you can enjoy the services you'd expect from a resort at non-resort prices. In fact, make it a couple's day and save. Simply mention 1480 when you purchase a spa package and get 50% off any spa package of equal or lesser value. To view their complete line of spa services, visit EssenceDaySpa.net. That's EssenceDaySpa.net. Or to schedule an appointment or purchase a gift card, call 623-362-1110. This Valentine's, give the gift of rejuvenation at Essence Day Spa. Visit EssenceDaySpa.net or call 623-362-1110.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Limbaugh, the pig man. The super casu-fragilistic expiala-corpulous Rush Limbaugh. The guy who sits there on his Limbaugh cam and bounces like a great big slab of whale blubber. Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't like John McCain.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
Welcome back. Peter Swire, Professor Peter Swire, served as the Chief Counselor for Privacy in the Clinton administration from 1999 to 2001, and he is also a Professor of Law at Moritz College of Law, the Ohio State University, and a Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress, peterswire.net, his website. Professor, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
And very, very pleased to have you with us. You have been speaking out about what the Bush administration is doing with regard to these black box sensors.
Right.
Let me just back up a little bit from this. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution clearly says that we have the right to privacy. It doesn't use the word privacy, but security in our papers, effects, you know, personal effects. At what point is the government indiscriminately listening to our telephone conversations as well, or on a very selective basis, as Richard Nixon did, listening into the telephone conversations of Democrats running for political office so that he could sabotage their political efforts? At what point, with regard to phone conversations and with regard to computer activity, has the government crossed that threshold, that Fourth Amendment
right.
threshold?
Well, so back to the 1960s, in the Katz case, the Supreme Court said that we Americans have a reasonable expectation of privacy in our phone calls and what we say on the phone.
Right.
But the Supreme Court backed off a little bit on some protections by having in a series of cases that I think are very controversial and probably wrong. They're saying that once you give your records to somebody else, that somebody else can give them to the government. So, for instance, the government's view is once your emails are sitting on some server somewhere, it's the company that has those emails in its computer that can voluntarily give them to the government. And so this third-party holder of records, the fact that online companies or whoever it is holds the records outside of your house,
mm-hmm.
the court is saying that's not protected by the Fourth Amendment.
Or presumably your telephone conversations as well, since everything is digital these days.
Right, and so the one thing is, so far the courts have said, you know, what you actually say in your phone calls, that gets Fourth Amendment protections. Of course, even then, if you're calling overseas or it's part of this FISA stuff, that's a different mess.
Yeah.
But the basic story was, if it's inside your house, they need a warrant. If it's your phone call, we know you've got a constitutional right. But other things outside of the house, it's a lot scarier than you might think.
In today's Wall Street Journal, there was an op-ed or an editorial on the FISA legislation that's being
right.
debated right now. And that's really, I think, you know, one of the most urgent issues of our time and of our day. And in this, let me just share three sentences from this with
okay.
you, if I may. Not long ago, this is the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal writing, of course owned by Rupert Murdoch now. Not long ago, Democrats seemed ready to move a bipartisan bill passed by the Senate Intelligence Committee last autumn. But under pressure from the anti-terror left,
yeah, right.
they are now bending and will try to weaken the bill on the Senate floor. By far the worst threat is an amendment from Senator Chris Dodd, Democrat of Connecticut, to deny legal immunity to telephone companies that cooperated with the government on these wiretaps after 9/11. Now, first of all, my understanding is that this wiretapping by the Bush administration actually began before 9/11. And secondly, this characterizing anybody who's in favor of the Constitution as the anti-terror left strikes me as bizarre.
Right, it's the politics of fear that, you know, we've seen over and over again. When I was in the White House, I was asked by the Chief of Staff, John Podesta, to chair a task force to update our wiretap laws for the Internet age. So I was in there with Department of Justice and NSA and all the three-letter agencies. And there are times you have to update the laws and make sure things are effective.
Sure.
This telecom immunity is ridiculous. There's been so much deception about it, it just annoys me. Earlier today, I was talking to a longtime federal prosecutor, and he agreed with me on this. So the phone companies, for years and years and years, have had lawyers, armies of lawyers, who look at the requests from the government, and they say, this is okay, this is not okay, this is okay, this is not okay. The rules are on the books. They knew what to do. What they're trying to do now is...
And in fact, one of the phone companies, I believe it was
Quest yeah.
said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
oddly, the president of Quest is now in jail.
And then after that, there was the securities investigation of him, and we'll never probably know if the two were linked or how that worked. I mean,
right.
you know, it's a scary thought that would work that way. But here's the thing. The phone companies and the government had legal ways to do wiretaps, legal ways to share information. You just had to follow the rules and not just go wide open.
Right. Just go to a judge, go to
right.
the third branch of government, the judiciary.
And there were a lot of ways to do it, including with emergency orders. If they broke the law, they broke it knowing they were breaking the law, being the biggest experts in the world on breaking the law, and they just decided they didn't care anymore. And what happens is when you break the law, you get consequences. So this idea that the phone companies were somehow put in an impossible position is flat out wrong.
Could it be that it wasn't that they broke the law saying that they didn't, you know, they flat out didn't care anymore, but rather that they broke the law with the assurance of the Bush administration that their backside would be covered and not to worry?
Right.
So some of the critics of the phone companies point out that the phone companies have had mergers approved, the phone companies have had a very sweet regulatory regime for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and the phone companies were playing really, really nice with the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies.
Right.
And so there's a whole concern that there was a political bet here on the side of more surveillance and getting what they wanted out of the regulatory system. And that's a concern, a calculation that is hard to tell from the outside, but is something to worry about.
Yeah. And how will we know? I mean, here we have a situation where the Justice Department...
Get a new administration that cleans up the mess.
Well, okay. When Bill Clinton came into office, there was laying all over the ground for the, you know, and those of us who were paying attention, I mean, all kinds of evidence of major felonies that were committed during the Reagan administration. I mean, the Reagan administration, the stuff that they got caught at was pretty bad. More senior officials in the Reagan administration were convicted of crimes or sent to jail than in any other administration in the history of the United States. It was the most corrupt administration in the history. Clinton and then George Bush Senior comes in, and you know the same actors continue the same behavior, and the whole Iran-Contra thing had not been resolved. And Bill Clinton just basically said, "Okay, we're going to move forward. We're going to abandon these prosecutions, and we're not going to look at this stuff." Don't you think the odds are that if Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama come into office,
I think those are the two main candidates.
That they probably will do the same thing that Bill Clinton did and just say, enough already? And if that's the case, how can we prevent that from happening? How can we say,
well,
if there's a new administration, there's actually going to be investigations and prosecutions?
Well, so one thing you hope is that you hope that the procedures get fixed so that going forward, good things happen and bad things don't happen.
Right.
And so that for sure is the job for whoever the next president is. And that goes to not doing any more torture, and it goes to not breaking any more, you know, wiretap laws going forward. The second question is, how do you use your discretion, and who do you go after, and who do you hammer, and how much of your time and energy do you spend on that versus looking forward and doing things for the American people going forward? Those are hard questions. If you were the Attorney General figuring out how to do your new things, you'd have to be making those decisions.
So is there an organized, to the best of your knowledge, an organized campaign, as it were, for lack of a better word, to hold these guys accountable? It seems to me, what I've been arguing on this program,
mm-hmm.
is that the impeachment movement, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore, basically,
right.
sector of the American populace,
right.
needs to morph itself into the prosecution movement.
I think if it's clear, and especially when you have relatively clear facts, right, so where there's an individual who did something that broke the law and you can prove it, then you have a chance to do that. But so I think that what you're saying, which is have the mad as hell folks say we need to hold people accountable.
Right.
I think that'll be heard. So I'm not going to tell you not to do it. I'm just saying the people in power in the new administration who are trying to get new things done might make it more of a priority a lot of times to figure out how to fix tomorrow rather than spend a lot of time going after who did something the day before yesterday.
In your professional opinion,
right.
Professor Peter Swire of Professor of Law at Ohio State University, did George W. Bush break the FISA law? And that law, as I recall, calls for 2 years in prison for every violation.
I think there's a lot of evidence that the NSA wiretap programs and these secret splitters, you know, in San Francisco and the rest, I think there's a lot of evidence of violation of law. Now, whether you can get an individual beyond a reasonable doubt did something that lays up to their legal standard, I think that's another seven steps.
But he has publicly said that he authorized these wiretaps.
Well, again, if you do things on the advice of counsel in an area where it's debatable,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be very hard for the next prosecutors to get beyond a reasonable doubt.
Interesting. That's very interesting. So... Well, that's a tough one.
I don't know if you wanted to hear about these black boxes. There was this article.
Yeah, please.
There's this news story that the Wall Street Journal broke last week about $6 billion in the president's budget.
Right.
And black boxes where it would be direct feeds to the federal government for what happens in private computers. We went down that road before. It got public a number of years ago. That program got stopped because it was a bad idea. Private systems shouldn't be under that kind of thing. And so at the Center for American Progress, for Peter Swire, you can read about this thing.
Great. PeterSwire.net or Center for American Progress. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active. Stephanie Miller at 7 a.m., Tom Hartman at 10, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman. Are you fed up with cleaning your floors, tired of messy mops and buckets, sick of spending a fortune on replacement chemical cleaning pads? Now there's a solution. It's the Shark Steam Mop, the fastest, easiest, and best way to deep clean the floors in your home. The Shark Steam Mop obliterates tough grime on tile floors, eradicates stubborn dirt on linoleum and vinyl, even melts away sticky, dried-up messes. I use it, and I love it. There's no mess that the Shark Steam Mop can't handle, and it works on all types of floor surfaces all around your home, even hardwoods. The Shark Steam Mop uses ordinary tap water and a machine-washable microfiber cleaning pad to create a powerful steam that loosens, lifts, and cleans up dirt. And at only four easy payments of $19.95, it costs less than chemical cleaners. Get yours by calling 1-800-733-1106 or online to sharkhomecare.com. Go ahead and try the Shark Steam Mop risk-free for 60 days. If you don't love it, they'll even send you your money back. Call 1-800-733-1106 or visit sharkhomecare.com.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for three tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Over the last 5 years, the mortgage industry has been one to keep a close eye on. So what does 2008 have in store? Well, first of all, a record number of adjustable rate mortgages are expected to reset or increase this year and will only continue to increase. So if you're in an ARM, now is the time to review your loan's reset date. Once your loan resets, it could be too late. And it could mean the difference between being able to afford your mortgage payment or not being able to. However, keep in mind that at least for the time being, you can still get a great rate on a loan. Rates are still at a two-year low. So now is not the time to gamble with that interest-only or adjustable rate mortgage. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or log on to 76mortgage.com, PK number 0907413. To get more information about fixed-rate loans, log on to 76mortgage.com or call 602-265-LOAN today.
Joseph McCarthy had an enemies list, and so did Richard Nixon. Now, according to the Phoenix New Times, so do County Attorney Andrew Thomas and Sheriff Joseph Arpaio. This is Mark Manoel, Chairman of the Maricopa County Democratic Party. If you're as concerned as we are about protecting individual rights and freedoms from politicians who abuse their authority, we encourage you to contribute to our Law and Order Restoration Fund. To learn more, visit our website at MaricopaDemocrat.com or call 602-298-0503, paid for by the Maricopa County Democratic Party.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
If there's something you've got to believe in, then the message must get through. So don't you sit in silence when you know.
Turn it up! 21 minutes past
the Tom Herman Program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans, because keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. Listener-supported radio here, supported by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors and our affiliated stations. Let them know that you're listening. Let them know that you care. Professor Peter Swire, we were talking in the last segment, and I kind of went off on a tangent on this FISA thing, because I think that this is a really important issue, particularly given that it's being debated in Congress again. But the article that you wrote about the black boxes that are being attached to private sector computer networks, we really didn't get a chance to get into that, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners about this.
Okay, so here was the story. The Wall Street Journal says that there's a new cybersecurity idea. Government has a good idea of putting black boxes on private security, private computer networks.
So like my local ISP.
It could be that local ISP. It could be company computer networks. The government says they want to do it because that way, if they see attacks happening to Microsoft, Google, and big companies, if they see attacks to little companies or banks or the ISPs, they'll get an immediate red alarm alert. They'll be able to respond quicker and stop the bad guys.
Okay.
There's a bunch of things wrong with this.
Good.
One is, we've seen it before, and everyone who looked at it said this was a stupid idea. Well, one problem with it is, if the government puts a black box inside Microsoft, inside Google, inside Yahoo, inside all the companies out there and banks, these companies now have a security flaw. They don't know what's inside the black box. They don't know what the government computers are doing to them. So the companies are very, very nervous about it. They don't know what's happening to their own hardware and software. They've opened a hole in their network, and that hole can be used by bad guys. The second problem is just what's the government black box doing? You know, what are they sucking in that they're not legally entitled to suck in? There's no accountability. Usually the much better way to do wiretaps is the government gets a court order and then the phone company or whoever implements it, and that way the phone company's looking to make sure it's legal and the government's making sure that it's legal. If you just say to the government, put it in a black box, take whatever you want, an open buffet time, we don't have anyone else who knows what's happening in there, and then problems can build up and no one from the outside ever gets to see what the problems are.
And yet these are already in place. I mean, there was a whistleblower around AT&T last year, as I recall.
Well, so the whistleblower in AT&T, and this is one of the lawsuits that the immunity is about in FISA, the whistleblower said that for a great big hub of data and voice coming in and out of the United States, and a lot of domestic phone calls, for a big hub there was a black box, this splitter, and that was being done on phone calls. The new proposal takes it a step further and says, let's not just do it to phone companies, but let's do it through a lot of the rest of the private sector, where we'd have direct feeds into the government computer so they can see what's going on out there. So there's a lot of problems with the illegal black box at the phone company level, and now it's another proposal to say, let's go further and put it into lots of other networks. The government's had a ton of computer security problems on their own computers. Right. If the government's building black boxes to go into all these other places, that's opening up vulnerabilities that are very, very hard to control.
You know, what baffles me on this, we're talking with Professor Peter Swire, Ohio State University, and a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. PeterSwire.net is website, and AmericanProgress.org. What baffles me about this is that the conservatives, for years and years and years, you know, the mantra has been, you know, get the government out of our lives, get the government, off my back.
Oh, that's right.
You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm wondering why the movement conservatives, you know, the CPAC conservatives, the serious old line conservatives, aren't screaming about this.
Well, you know, a few are. You know, the Ron Paul side of the Republican Party is with the civil liberties folks like you and me on this, right?
Right.
So you see some of it. But I think what's happened is they, you know, say no harm about other Republicans. So they don't fix Katrina, and they end up wiretapping, and they do all sorts of other things. And it's just party loyalty. And so on the FISA vote, you see no defections by Republican senators. You don't have a single one who's willing to stand up on the key votes. On a few of the smaller votes, Arlen Specter will, but they're just not even, they're not going to split with party loyalty and their president on this. And so they're big government, they've increased government spending, they've blown the budget deficit, they're surveilling and getting into the lives and the houses of American people, and that didn't fit the conservative story they were trying to tell everybody for a long time. It's bad politics, and it's bad process, and it's bad everything else, and we just have stuck with it.
Yeah, it's ultimately anti-conservative, anti-liberal, anti-American, in my opinion.
Right.
Certainly anti-constitutional.
There's big constitutional problems, and they've ignored checks and balances. They said Article 2 lets us do whatever we want. Yeah. And those are sort of broad dictatorial powers, not constitutional powers.
Yeah, this is the John Yee or John Yu or whatever his name is.
John Yu.
John Yu.
Who wrote legal opinions that they will try to use if there's ever criminal prosecutions. They'll try to use those legal opinions to say they can't be prosecuted.
Right. So how do we stop this? We've got about a half a minute, by the way, sir.
I think the main way you stop it is you vote in people that are going to change it, and then you hold those people accountable. So public pressure is always needed, and voice of Air America and people seeing things they don't like and complaining about it helps keep the pressure on so that the people who want to do the right thing have a better chance to do it.
So contact your elected officials even now and say,
elections coming up this year. That's right.
Yeah. No immunity for telcos. And by the way, we don't want black boxes attached to our company computer networks or our ISPs or whatever.
That's right.
Peter Swire, peterswire.net. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls, 866-303-2270.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy and Scott Ritter together. One stage, one night. Tickets at 1480kphx.com.
61% of pet owners surveyed plan to spend Valentine's Day with their pet. Well, my cat Higgins would love to be my Valentine, but he has to move over for my wife, Louise. I mean, I love my cat, but a Valentine? I'll get him some catnip. What's your pet's health score? Find out with the Purina One Health Scorecard. The scorecard asks 8 health-related questions, and each of your answers has a corresponding point value. Answer the questions today to determine your pet's score on his current food. Transition to Purina One, feed it for just 30 days, and then score your pet again. A truly healthy pet will score between 20 and 24 points. What's your pet score? Every time I see Higgins, I think about the changes I've seen since switching to Purina One, like more energy and a shinier coat. How will your pet score? Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW today to take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge, and you'll get a free health scorecard for your cat, plus a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One for your kitten, adult, or senior cat. You know what women really want on Valentine's Day, which, by the way, is just a few days away? They want to be spoiled by the men in their lives. Show her you appreciate all she does with a gift of relaxation, a pajamagram. She'll receive the best pajamas or lingerie delivered in a hat box she'll love, along with a lavender sachet, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign, all free. Packaging is amazing, so you don't have to wrap. You can shop online at pajamagram.com. They've got all the top brands, plus pajamas and lingerie you won't find anywhere else. This year, I got the Celestial Star pajamas for Louise. I know she'll just love them because she knows I think she's special, and I do. A pajamagram is a perfect Valentine's gift. She'll think of you every time she puts them on. Shop online at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Shop today and have your pajamagram delivered right on Valentine's Day this Thursday. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. And please tell them you heard about it from Tom Hartman.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
11 trial. I'm Ed Donahue.
The defendants will face the possibility of being sentenced to death.
6 detainees at Guantanamo Bay have been charged by the Pentagon with murder and war crimes related to the 9/11 attacks. The military wants the 6 tried together before a military tribunal. President Bush has signed an economic stimulus bill.
If you're a taxpayer, or if you're credited income up to $3,000, you can expect money back.
There'll also be tax breaks for businesses. Bush says the economy is structurally sound for the long haul. Yahoo is saying no to Microsoft's takeover bid, saying it's inadequate. Police in Switzerland are looking for 3 armed men who stole 4 paintings from a Zurich museum worth more than $163 million. Sarah Jackson is with the Art Loss Registry.
They're very well known indeed, particularly the Cezanne picture. Many lovers of Impressionist art will have seen them in that museum, and it is a very sad day that they've been stolen.
It's the largest art robbery in Switzerland's history. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We're talking to business needs. Paul, I'm worried about a recession. How can you help?
You should be, and yes, we can help. Business Needs takes common businesses and transform them into successful and secure companies. Every great success begins with a vision and is followed by a plan. Just entering data in a QuickBooks program and then transferring that limited information in a QuickBooks tax program is not enough and not smart, especially today. What if you could increase your profits 20, 30, 50, or even 100%? It's possible. Call today for an analysis, which will identify areas where breakthrough results can be achieved. Visit our website, businessneedsaz.com, to review our many services. We work for your success at very affordable prices, and we guarantee it. Call 602-595-5210 or businessneedsaz.com. Remember, 602-595-5210. Businesses do not plan to fail, they fail to plan. Business Needs. Why pay more?
Need a job? There are 90 state jobs up for grabs in the 2008 legislative election. Applicants who are backstabbing, issue-dodging politicians incapable of creating any real change need not apply. Your job is informing yourself about the issues and candidates. Equality Arizona is there, asking difficult questions as the 2008 elections heat up. Tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. so you can hear about those that protect the LGBT community, those that hate us, and how you can make a difference. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in for your voice, your issues, your community.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Is your furnace working well this winter? How would you know? Just because it's blowing hot air doesn't mean it's running safely. You could be putting your family in danger by carelessly assuming that your furnace is just fine. Well, get it checked out today by Parker & Sons. In fact, Parker & Sons is now offering a 40-point tune-up and safety check for just $69. That's $30 cheaper than normal. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602-2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons. It's the company I trust, and you can too.
We're back on News. I'm and you should take me seriously because I kissed every ass on this network to get my job.
And I'm and my credibility's all in my hair product and breast implants.
You can trust the bubbleheads to inform you, or you can listen to the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
All right, let's take a shallow, oversimplified look at the news, broken down to create the most red state, blue state conflict.
But first, let's look at my boobs again.
1480 KPHX. It's radio for the rest of us.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from 1 to 4 on 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman radio program. By the way, Friday of this week, February 15th, I'll be in Reno, Nevada at 5 p.m. at the Borders Bookstore, 4995 South Virginia Street in Reno. Drop by and say hi. And then on Saturday night, I'm giving the keynote speech for the Mensa in California, Los Angeles, at the Hacienda Hotel at LAX. That's on Sepulveda. And for information on that, you can check out K-Talk, and also, or you can call 818-766-5314. The Mensa is selling a certain limited number of tickets to K-Talk listeners in Los Angeles to my keynote at the Mensa address. And boy, you want to... It's not very often that I'm keynoting a conference where I'm intimidated to be the keynoter. It's like, you know, here's the official organization of really smart people. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Marty in West New York, New York. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I'd like to know why our side never follows up on some of the openings they give us. And one example would be, I remember when Romney threw his hat in the ring, the first question he was asked was why his five sons weren't volunteering to fight in the war that he enthusiastically supported. And his phony comment was that they were doing something far more important for the country. They were helping him get elected. Well, he's dropped out of the race, so where's the follow-up on that?
Yeah, excellent question. And hopefully somebody will ask him that, although I doubt anybody's much talking to him these days. But anyhow, Andrew, and thank you. Andrew in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Tom. Good show once again.
Thank you.
As far as Ralph Nader,
yeah.
My comment would be if he would use your advice and infiltrate the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Join and make the changes from within.
Yeah, I would love to see that. In fact, I would love to see a movement around him doing that. I think he's doing so many other things, and it's just, you know, Ralph's always been a maverick. He's always gone his own way, and I just, you know, for some people, it's just not their style, you know, to be part of, you know, something like an organized 200-year-old political party. And you know,
yeah,
unfortunately, you know, but you're absolutely right. That would be the best thing for him to do, in my humble opinion. Sheila in Los Angeles, and I essentially said that to him on the phone. Sheila in Los Angeles. Hey, Sheila.
Hi, Tom. I love your show. I'm always educated when I listen to you.
Thank you.
Something over the last couple of months has really started to distress me, and that's this idea by some of Mrs. Clinton's supporters, the female supporters, that she's being attacked simply because she's a female. And can you imagine if Barack were attacked because he's black? When you make those kind of arguments, I think the sexism argument is always going to lose. I won't go into the history of all that, but I think it's going to lose. It's a losing argument. And I think in many ways, her supporters run the risk of alienating black females and just maybe the black vote in general when she makes that, or when they make that argument. Because can you imagine that if or when Barack Obama gets the nomination, this man will be so Willie Hortonized that even his mother, if she were alive, would not recognize him.
It's going to happen.
The knives are going to come out.
Yeah. Sheila, I agree. It's going to happen to both of them. I mean, I'm holding in my hands a couple of $3 bills that I picked up at the CPAC conference last week, the big conservative conference. Pictures of Hillary Clinton instead of George Washington in you know, bug-eyed scream mode, you know, very, very unflattering pictures of her.
And the fact of the matter.
And it says the feminist states of America at the top. I mean, it's a queer reserve note is what it says at the very top of that. I mean, they've already started.
Clinton has always been a lightning rod for people's anger ever since she was the First Lady of Arkansas.
Yep.
People, for whatever reason, don't like her personally. I think it has less to do with the fact that she's a female than that she is who she is. Mrs. Doe was not attacked when she ran for the presidency. Jolene Ferraro was not attacked when she ran.
You know what I think it is, Sheila, is not so much that she is who she is, but that she's an assertive woman, because the same thing happened to Eleanor Roosevelt, who was very outspoken during the administration
of her husband. All I can say is that if this goes on any longer, I may just stay home, which I kind of doubt, or I may vote for McCain. If McCain becomes president, my life will not change in any appreciable way. So,
well, it will when he gets his guys on the Supreme Court, Sheila. Trust me, and it'll be a disaster for all of us. Thank you for the call, though. Flo in Sunrise, Florida. Hey, Flo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. I'm thrilled that I get to talk to you, because now I listen to your show. It's on between 3 and 6 in the morning.
Oh,
so, I have to wake up and, you know, kind of listen in. There was a conservative that wrote a book about Hillary, and he was just bashing her right and left, and he bashed her health care plan. Well, guess what? We got notification from my husband's company, don't go with Hillary's health care plan. They wanted the HMOs, and look at the mess they turned out to be.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is that national health care in the United States is something that is broadly supported in the business community. General Motors has come out and, you know, on a number of occasions, and most of the big auto companies, and said it. I mean, you had Toyota, it might have been Honda. One of those two companies was going to be siting a plant in the United States. This was about 4 or 5 years ago. It happened when I was on the air, but, you know, some time ago. And it looked like there were like three states that were competing with each other. You know, oh, we'll give you $50 million for the tax cuts. No, we'll give you $90 million for the tax cuts. Alabama ended up offering them over $100 million in tax breaks and free land and all this kind of infrastructure and everything else. And it looked like they were going to go with Alabama. And at the last minute, they decided to build their plant in Canada, and which was offering them nothing. Other than, hey, you want to build your plant here? Fine. We got a good, educated workforce. And
their
people
have a health care plan
that
the auto industry doesn't have to pay for.
That's right. And
that's their main
why they did it.
They don't want to pay for this.
You're absolutely right. Flo,
can I tell you one thing today?
Sure.
I'm taking a Boniva pill. It's $104. And my insurance paid $50. So I called to complain about the price, and they said, take it up with your insurance company. I think it's outrageous that one pill costs $104.
Yeah,
My husband has to work a day for that. It leaves 29 days for all our other bills.
You know what's even more outrageous about that is I don't know about that particular drug, but the majority of our drugs are developed by research that is paid for by you and me.
Funding through us.
Yeah, right.
That's what I told her.
The National Institutes of Health. Yeah, so most of the research, you know, and then the drug companies do the marketing and whatnot. Flo, thank you so much for the call.
Oh, Mr. Hartman?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I called you because there was a report on the business report that Chavez is going to stop selling oil to us if the courts hand over Venezuela's assets to ExxonMobil.
Yeah, I read that this morning. I frankly doubt that he will follow through on that. I don't think that he can handle not having his biggest customer giving him money anymore. But
ExxonMobil leaves these countries with all kinds of pollution. They walk off. They leave the people holding the bill. They don't want to pay. If they have a hold of our country's assets, too, it looks like. They're running the show here at $40 billion a year, $11 billion so far this year.
Yeah, in profits. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Flo, thanks a lot for the call. Great to hear from you. Oh, my. Marilyn in Utica, Michigan. Hey, Marilyn, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi. I listen every day. I break my neck to get to the radio and make sure I hear you.
And thank you for listening to us on WDTW there in Detroit.
And I usually don't like to call in, but I'm getting upset with these people that are so for Hillary. And I was one of them for so long until I started watching her votes, you know, what she votes for.
Mm-hmm.
She even voted when they were trying to get rid of napalm bombs that take the flesh off of the Iraqis, and she even voted to keep them.
And cluster bombs
corporate.
Also. Well, I'm not going to defend her. In fact, I condemn her votes. I don't know about the napalm. I frankly didn't know about that. I do know that she voted to keep cluster bombs in the arsenal, which have been banned implicitly, if not explicitly, by international convention and by the UN. And I there are a lot of areas.
She's just very corporate, much more than Obama is.
Perhaps. That may well be the case, Marilyn. And each one of us is going to have to look at the voting records of both of these people and make up our own minds on it. Jay in New York. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Just a comment about a couple of things that happened way back in one of the earlier debates when Hillary had problems with that immigrant question. I think it was in the Philadelphia debate.
Mm-hmm.
And the following week, Obama was asked the exact same question. And it's like he heard it for the first time and totally flummoxed the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I didn't hear any comment about it, but it made me question, how does he prepare for things?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's no perfect candidates out there, Jay. There's just, you know, there's none. But we have what we have, and we have to make a decision about which, each one of us has to make a decision about which one we're going to vote for. Ben in Portland, Oregon, listening on KPOJ. Hey, Ben, what's up? Ben, you are on the air. I guess we're not. Brian in Ashland, Kentucky. Hey, Brian, got about a minute before our break here. What's up?
Hey, I was calling about the Friends of Coal campaign, the PR campaign that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
and the lack of coverage. I mean, there's 470-plus mountaintops that have been decapitated, over a million acres of wilderness from Pennsylvania down into North Carolina, and countless people with polluted water. One of the best website I've found is ilovemountains.org. That tells about this. And just as a side note here, the CEO of Massey Energy, Don Blankenship, had a $70 million judgment overturned by a federal judge that he was later, there's pictures of him with this judge on the French Riviera.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. And you noted who sponsored the Democratic and Republican debates on CNN?
Yes, I seen
the,
that.
The coal industry. Yeah.
The coal industry.
Yep. Brian, thanks a lot for calling from Ashland, Kentucky there. 45 minutes past the hour at the Tom Hartman radio program. 866-303-2270 is our telephone number. I'm going to drop into our live chat room. I'm going to go there and say hi to the folks here during the break. Although you can also listen to our sponsors. Here's your opportunity to support your station. Drop by our live chat room at TomHartman.com or AirAmerica.com. 45 minutes past the
hour. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at 1 p.m., Jeff Farias at 4, weekday afternoon on 1480 KPHX. If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184. Or log on to NorthValleyMechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480-KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351. Or log on to 1480KPHX.com and click on Advertise.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. We invest our time finding the latest in outdoor products and great places to visit, so you can spend your time enjoying the lakes and rivers of beautiful Arizona. Pick up Arizona Boating and Water Sports at hundreds of outdoor retailers around the valley and state, or visit azbw.com today. Arizona Boating and Water Sports is a locally and family-owned publication matching retailers to outdoor enthusiasts who truly love playing in the beauty Arizona has to offer. For affordable advertising and classified advertising, in print or online, visit azbw.com today. That's azbw.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
But it's business as usual.
Minutes before the hour. Well, the National Journal has ranked Barack Obama as the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate. What were the criteria that they used to determine that? Well, time for our conservative alert for the day. Yeah, those wacky folks over at the National Journal. Here are some of the votes by Barack Obama that made him the most liberal. Vote number 24 on the amendment to repeal the federal minimum wage by giving states the authority to set minimum wages. The magazine determined that the liberal position was to vote against the amendment, as Obama did. In other words, against repealing the federal minimum wage. Gee, that's terribly liberal. I mean, actually, see, the point is that this isn't like wacky liberal stuff. This is like everybody in America agrees with this stuff. Vote number 56, to table an amendment that would require the Homeland Security Department to screen 100% of cargo containers entering the country within 5 years. Oh, only liberals would support that. Let's screen the cargo coming into this country. Conservatives are opposed to that. Conservatives, yeah. Vote number 73 on passage of the Improving America's Security Act of 2007, which the Journal described as, quote, a bill implementing the 9/11 Commission's Homeland Security recommendations, including a provision extending collective bargaining rights to federal security screeners. So if you're in favor of implementing the 9/11 Commission's Homeland Security recommendations, you're a liberal. If you're in favor of leaving the country vulnerable, you're a conservative. Vote number 127 on passage of Stem Cell Research Enhancement Act of 2007, which the Journal described as, quote, supporting embryonic stem cell research. Oh, yes, that's very liberal. And conservatives, of course, opposed to that. And vote number 307, but Americans are saying, hey, you know, wait a minute, you can cure diseases? Vote number 307, legislation reauthorizing and expanding the state children's health insurance program, the so-called S-CHIP program, what a god-awful acronym, nonetheless. He voted for that to give more children health insurance, and therefore he's one of the most liberal senators in America. These conservatives, they are so out of touch, so completely out of touch with mainstream America. You know, sometimes it just boggles my mind. I don't know how to go beyond that. Marcy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Marcy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to comment on these people who continue to call in saying they're going to vote for McCain. You know, they're throwing a tantrum because they don't like something about Hillary or something about Barack. And
well,
it's like,
truth be told, our earlier caller was the only one who said that, I think, in
oh, no, no. Well, I mean, not just on your show, perhaps, but on all of the Air America shows and other ones. You know, I hear this all the time. And it's just they need to stop and think about the Supreme Court nominations, about the war, about everything, and not throw a tantrum. Just make a decision. Who is the better one? Vote for that person. But we have to support the Democrat that runs in the end.
You know, Marcy, during the election of 2004, I was doing this radio program, and we have a message board attached to our website at tomhartman.com. And there were three or four people who started showing up there, just constantly posting Republican talking points and constantly rebutting anybody who was in favor of John Kerry and spreading all the stuff, you know, the Swift Boat stuff and all this kind of stuff. And we tracked one of these guys back and found that he had actually, on another message board, talked about how he was being paid 10 cents per post to go on progressive message boards all over the country and post Republican propaganda. And apparently there's a bunch of these sock puppets out there who are being paid. And it wouldn't surprise me if some of the callers who say, yeah, I'm a Hillary supporter, sure I am, but you know, what the hell, I'm going to vote for McCain.
I hope you're right.
You know, somebody being paid by the Republican Party. Wouldn't surprise me at all because I've seen it myself on my own message board. In fact, we had a thread there for a long time. Some, you know, an investigative reporter actually tracked down this whole campaign to have these guys out there, you know, paying people to go out and post on blogs.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, I hope you're right. And we just need to understand that whoever gets in there of a Democrat, that we just hold their feet to the fire and we make sure that they continue to do the right thing. And they will if we push them.
Amen. Well said, Marcy. Thanks a lot for the call. Jack in Freehold, New Jersey. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Listen, I wanted to make a comment about the 2000 election regarding Nader's impact. And I think everybody's missing the point. His impact was not in Florida. His impact was in New Hampshire. New Hampshire clearly has become a blue state. Clinton carried it in 92, 96. Bush didn't even carry the Republican primary in New Hampshire in 2000. McCain beat him. And it was, if you looked at the votes, it was the Nader Gore votes were far more than the Bush votes. Those three electoral votes changed the election.
Hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know that. But thank you. Thanks, Jack. See, I got the smartest listeners in the world, I'll tell you. Everybody's constantly educating me here. I appreciate it. Tony in Michigan. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Tom. Just to one of your earlier callers, Flo, I'd like to give her some advice. You can save some money and have better health if she would try to achieve better bone health and prevent osteoporosis by eating a healthy diet. Boniva and Fosamax and Evista and those other drugs that are supposedly going to help her have stronger bones and prevent osteoporosis don't actually do that. All they do is prevent the body from sloughing off bone cells that are ready for the body to actually get rid of anyway and just keep them there artificially longer. It right. just inhibits that.
And the two things are a diet that are high in calcium and magnesium, and number one. And number two, a lot of impact type exercise, which means walking.
Exactly.
If you just walk a lot, and for an elderly person, a lot may just mean, you know, 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes, walk around the block a couple of times. That will have a tremendous impact on the porosity and density of your bones over time, and, you know, a really good thing. Tony, thanks for pointing that out. And hopefully Flo will get the message, and it'll be useful to her. Coming up Tuesday, tomorrow on the Tom Hartman Program, I'm taking on Dinesh D'Souza, conservative political columnist and author of his new book, The Enemy at Home, The Cultural Left and Its Responsibility for 9/11. Oh, man. And Congressman Charles Rangel is going to drop by to talk about the economy. Are we headed for a recession, or are we already there? Plus the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People, reminding you, hey, get you. Democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there and get active.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
So, it's almost Valentine's Day and you're stuck on that perfect gift, right? Here's a tip, Vermont Teddy Bear. Whether she's 18 or 85, Vermont Teddy Bear has the perfect bear to show her you know her. You can even have it delivered to her office right on Valentine's Day. There's the Heartthrob Bear in silky boxers or the Mr. Right Bear wearing a tuxedo. They even have bears with tattoos that can be customized with her name on it. Every Vermont Teddy Bear is handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. And each comes with free gourmet chocolate and a gift card in their famous gift box. This year, I got Angel Bear for a friend in Vermont who was an angel to Louise and me when we needed her. I know she'll just love it because everyone likes to be appreciated. This Valentine's Day, give the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day, guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell me you heard about Vermont Teddy Bears on the Tom Hartman Program.
When it has to be there in a flash, call Lightning Courier Service. Based in Scottsdale, Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand, personalized service. Around town or statewide, professional drivers will collect your important documents or your truckload of merchandise 24 hours a day with guaranteed delivery. Visit us on the web at lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service at 480-922-4929.
All right, boys and girls, this is your reminder. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Make your special someone's day with Flowers by Joe Gregory. Flowers by Joe Gregory is locally owned and a proud supporter of 1480.